If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Church bell chimes in the brain 29 times for each man only Fitzgerald.
Why? They have other songs they can play, even if you want to be depressing. You can play Gordon Lightfoot, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, about a boat that went down. Any song can perk up the party, but when you need a good depressing number to clear the people out, own that record. When they start put it on, everybody leaves. Just go. And a wave hit the boat, and they all died like rats. And they lay there, and their lungs filled with water. You know what, Rich? We're gonna take off, man. Are you sure? Yeah, we're gonna. And back on the shore, their wives had no insurance, and their children turned to drugs and prostitution. Sure, you gotta go. Yeah. By the time we slash our wrists and burn the house down, the traffic's bad, you know.
And now,
Gordon Lightfoot sang a song about a boat that sank in the lake at the break of the morning.
Our feature presentation.
Wow.
There's a song about the song. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah, that was a Weezer song.
Yes.
It was a Weezer song. Bean thought they were paying homage to his song.
Which
he was so excited. And then I asked
him. Because they love it.
And then I asked him, and he said, no, it's not a positive. They're just songs that I remember from my youth. Not good ones.
That's not the way I recall that conversation going at all, by the way.
He said,
We asked him up or down whether it was a good song or not, and he said it was a good song.
Did he like it?
Yes.
Right, let's go back and find it. I will bet you $1 that's not
true. Got to go back to the tape.
Unfortunately, we didn't tape it because we were in the little studio getting our photo taken, and I asked him the question because I knew that he would love it, and he did, because it's the best song of all time.
Right, and by the best song of all time, you mean the one that makes you want to slit your wrists.
How dare you. Well, today's the big annual Edmund Fitzgerald Day celebration here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We got lots of experts lined up. We'll be talking to some of the actual divers that went down to retrieve the bell back in 1995. And we've got some representatives on from the Great Lakes Shipwreck Museum. We got that in the 8 o'clock hour, the whole 8 o'clock hour. We'll be doing that.
Right. None of that's going to happen. Zero.
We don't ever do that.
0% of that is going to happen.
I thought this was the year we were finally going to do it right instead of just...
Here's what we have. And this is it.
Available now only from wreckoftheedmundfitzgerald.com, the CD everyone has been waiting for from the world's greatest singer. ASCO Records presents Gordon Lightfoot, proving he can sing all your modern favorites on Alternative Gordon. Think Gordo's a moldy oldie? You couldn't be more wrong. Listen how hip he is as he gives his fresh sound to System of a Down's Chop Suey.
I don't think you trust in my self-righteous suicide. I cry when angels deserve to die.
And you'll be cheering G.O.D. when you hear Gordon's Youth of the Nation by P.O.D.
We are the youth of the nation. We are the youth of the nation.
And you'll fall in love all over again with Gordon's version of this violent femme smash.
Let me go on like a blister in the sun. Big hands, I know you are the one.
Plus, if you order now, you'll get a bonus disc. Gordon Lightfoot's Party Jokes. Your friends will be rolling with laughter when you play this CD at your next bash.
A Jew and a Catholic walk into a bar looking for a one-legged hooker.
What a deal! Alternative Gordon and Gordo's Party Jokes, all for $199.99. So call now, 1-877-BEANS-EFT. 1-877-BEANS-EFT.
Dare you. How dare you.
So order now.
I already ordered mine. I got mine. Hey, Kevin Beans, what a do nephew for a Monday morning. If you want to call with your memories of the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, you can do that. Or
any other topic.
Well, it's unlikely they'll be calling about anything else, but you can call on any topic, including how about those Clippers with their first big win of the year? How about that? If you want to call and rub that in Kevin's face, how you like him now, you can call now at 1-800-520-1067. Get on the air, get a prize.
I mean, everybody's going to get one win.
Sure.
Let's not get overexcited.
It's funny that you should say that because I wasn't counting on that. I didn't know for sure that everyone would get one win the way the Clippers have been playing.
Yeah, that's true. They have been trying to convince everyone otherwise, but
it's possible to lose all 82.
They actually took a game over the weekend. Pretty exciting for them.
They beat Dallas, yeah.
They very excited.
I'm sure.
They're on the way to the playoffs now. I mean, come on.
Yeah. I just assumed that Dallas played horribly all throughout, but I mean, it looked like in the box score that Nowitzki had a great game.
He had
30 something points, or so. I mean, I guess
they took him out in the second quarter,
huh?
Did they take him out in the second?
I don't know what happened. I was unfortunately unable to watch the game because it sounded like a genius piece of NBA history. But
please tell me you guys saw the Clipper TV commercials over the weekend.
Mm-mm. I did not.
I was unable to find the audio, but I was so shocked. I saw it, I think, during the NFL yesterday. Mm-hmm. And they've got this new slogan called Play Loud. Is that right? Play Loud?
Something like that.
Play Out Loud? Something like that. It's really a dumb slogan. So they come on and they start whispering to players.
Uh-huh.
Clippers basketball. Clippers. And then another player. Clippers. And then another player. Clippers basketball. And then they bring in another guy who's not now whispering but yelling because their slogan is Play Out Loud.
So and, first they don't, so and then they do.
They whisper, whisper. And then the guy goes, like Chris Angel.
Is this just the Clippers campaign, or is this an NBA campaign?
Just Clippers.
Wow.
And it is.
Wow.
Sounds dumb.
Really dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you. I watched it and just went, what? No way. That's actually their slogan and their commercial.
Oh.
And
Play Loud.
Play Loud. Play Loud. Play All Loud. I don't know what it is, but they whisper, whisper, and then they yell.
Yeah!
Pretty much that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's hella
well
dumb. If I could speak bean language, hella
it
dumb.
It is hella dumb. Thank
An
you.
An organization they got going there, doesn't it?
But imagine being in the marketing department for the Clippers. I mean, that would suck. You got to market that.
I know.
So you
You're
go,
right. That's
right,
not
let's,
easy.
Let's
well, the only way to do it is the way they've done it in the past, which is to advertise the teams that are visiting.
Yeah, true.
Your chance to see the Celtics. Your chance to see the Knicks, the Heat. I mean, that's the way to do it is because you probably can't afford to get tickets to see them when they play the Lakers tomorrow. So come see them play the Clippers tonight.
All right. Your phone calls now, 1-800-520-1067. It's time for Kevin and Bean's What to Do Next.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
Always exciting on Monday mornings as we roll out the new prize for the week. And I think you'll be pleased if you're on the line right now or call right now to win tickets to see Stained and Papa Roach together at the San Manuel Indian Casino on December 18th. Plus, we'll throw in a copy of Quantum of Solace, the video game. You get to choose between Xbox and Wii platform for the video game, which is on sale now. Tickets for that show also on sale now. And that's what you get for being on the air for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew.
Is there a tie-in there that I'm missing, or is it just a grab bag?
There's no tie-in.
No tie-in. Okay.
Just had both in the prize closet, I think, is what happened.
All right. It's a good thing we at least have that. All right. Let's go to Mario, who's calling from Azusa. Good morning, Mario.
Hey, good morning, guys. What did you do, nephew?
What did you do? Hi, Mario.
What's going on?
This weekend I went off-roading in Azusa, and I got stuck, and this Armenian guy in this big old truck came. And then I was like, hey, dude, where you from? He's from Glendale. I'm all, Glendale?
Glendale?
Of course you did. You have to.
Then he just unhooked my truck, and he drove away.
Yeah. Yeah, don't mistake things that we find funny to be funny in, you know, regular population. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, he got pretty upset and just broop, drove away.
Yeah, that's not surprising. All of us have done that where we have things here that we think are funny, and so then we realize, you know, when we're out in a mall or someplace with friends and we say it, like, I used to boo all the time.
That's what I was going to say. So do I.
And people look at you like you're crazy.
You're at Christmas and someone's trying to take a picture and it doesn't work and you start booing.
It
doesn't go over
it doesn't,
the same.
Everyone doesn't join in?
No.
I can't remember where I was. I was somewhere with my wife not too long ago, and you're going to find this hard to believe, but there were other people there, and somebody introduced me to a guy who was Asian.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And without even thinking, they said, hey, I'd like you to meet my friend John Chin. And I said, hey! And the look on his face, and God forbid, my poor wife with her, oh my God, was she embarrassed. But everybody was just, what are you doing? Why would you do that? We're not making a kung fu movie. What the hell is going on with you? It was, I should have thought about that maybe before
perhaps.
I unleashed that one off the air.
That's what she says, get me in hot water too, off the air.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you guys have that
really?
Same problem. Yeah.
Hmm. Well, I don't rock it quite as well as you do. Robert in Los Angeles, good morning.
Good morning. What it do, nephew?
What it do,
baby boo?
What it do?
Hey, it's Marine Corps birthday today.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure is.
1775, November 10th.
Semper Fi. Hey, you know what? That's a much better thing to celebrate than being stupid wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald death march.
Yeah, okay.
Robert, were you in the Corps?
1998 to 2002.
Quitter.
Hey.
Let me tell you a funny story, Robert. You'll love this. A few years ago, I came up behind a car at an intersection that had a license plate that was 111075. That was the dude's license plate on the car. Right. And I pulled up right next to him at the stoplight. I rolled down my window, and I motioned for him to roll down his window. And I gave him the big thumbs up, and I'm like, dude, Edmund Fitzgerald, way to go. That's an awesome license plate. He said, what are you talking about? I said, your license plate, November 10th, 1975. He said, you idiot. It's 1775. It's the anniversary of the Marine Corps being founded. I just slinked down in my seat and waited for the light to change.
No, you were never more of a man than right then.
I couldn't believe. I had no idea that today was the Marine Corps anniversary at that time. Believe me, now I know, but that was a pretty embarrassing moment. And then I said, hi! And then I just drove away.
Excellent. And that worked well. All right, let's go to Chris in Torrance. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
What'd I do?
Hey, what'd I do, nephew? Did you see that Ruby show last night on, I think it was A&E, the overweight girl trying to lose all the weight?
Mm-mm. I saw the promos for it. I didn't watch the show last night, but she weighed 447 pounds, right?
Yeah, that's right. They had to put her on two scales to weigh her.
Oh, yeah. Lord.
And they're doing a show on how she's trying to lose the weight, right?
That's correct, yeah. They got her in a personal trainer and all kinds of different stuff.
Who is this that we're talking about? Is it someone we know?
No.
Okay.
Just a woman.
No, she's just some chick that's really fat. I don't know.
Fat girl's fat.
I want to tell you, I didn't think she looked that bad for 447 pounds either.
I'd date her.
Yeah.
Don't you do it. Don't you lose a single pound. I don't care what those Hollywood image makers say. Big women are sexy.
All right. There you go. That's the message. Thank you very much for the call. And let's squeeze in one more. How about RJ in Laguna Niguel? He's on line 7. Let's see what RJ's complaint is early this Monday morning.
Hey, RJ.
What did you guys?
What did you do?
All right. On the freeway going to work right now, and this cop pulled in front of all this traffic and just stopped us all. You guys know what that's about?
Yeah.
It's usually something in the road.
It's a traffic break. Yeah. They got to clear something up ahead out of the roadway.
You think somebody's just bored?
I don't know, man. I'm always way behind. I have no idea what's going on up there, and all I see is everyone stopping, and it's killing me.
Yeah,
well, they don't do it unless there's a reason, dude.
Obviously, but I was curious if you guys knew.
I mean, I don't know specifically what's in the roadway in front of you right now. But
somebody dropped $700,000 in cash. That's it.
Yeah.
So as soon as they get that picked up, don't worry about it.
You should go try to get yours, dude.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, that is kind of annoying, but it's always for a reason.
Probably
I would
better
think.
To do that than hit the couch that's in the roadway
or
whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's true. All right. Thank you for the calls, everybody. Let's talk about today's Kevin Amin Show. It's Monday, as you heard, the 10th of November.
Touch it!
And on the program today, we're going to talk to a real-life hero. We've got Greg Grunberg in the studio.
Oh, he's
fantastic.
Great.
Love him. He's in that band from TV as well.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that. If you smuggled stuff in your ass, we will talk to you today.
Okay.
Anything it might be. It might be cell phone into prison. It might be drugs.
I heard that was had been bumped to tomorrow so that we can get the exclusive interview with Clipper Darrell at 8 o'clock this morning.
Oh, fantastic. I'm in there.
I think ask maybe tomorrow. I think Clipper Darrell's in for today to talk about the Clipper Nation and the excitement that they feel with winning one.
We have to celebrate this because there may not be more.
They're going to have a parade, the whole deal.
Clipper Darrell.
You should start printing up T-shirts.
Clipper Darrell still, to this day, right now, believes that the Clippers are going to be 52-30. He honestly believes
Does
that.
He really?
Yeah.
Just off to a slow start, he thinks?
Yep.
Okay.
But
that's the only way you can be a fan.
I'm just saying, all evidence to the contrary, though. I mean, at any point, does he give up and go, okay, now we're not going to have a successful season?
I think he will when he gets halfway
through the season, probably. But, I mean, there are a lot of examples. I don't think the Clippers have the talent to bounce back. But there are a lot of examples with teams that come out of the gate super slow at the beginning of a season, lose most of their games, and then for some reason turn it around and are on fire for the last half of the season. It does happen. I just don't think it's likely to happen with this team.
I can guarantee it isn't. I got money on it with Dave the King of Mexico. So we'll talk about that. We got the Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. We have the Osbournes, if you didn't hear them.
Oh, yeah.
Late in the show. Sharon and Kelly came in.
They're very nice people.
Very nice.
Yes.
Crazy. Did not like us much, but yes, crazy. Very nice. So we'll give you some highlights of that. We got Eli Manning taking a look at some of the football games over the weekend. Very excited about that.
Good.
Eli's pretty happy this morning, I bet.
And Bam Margera a little bit later today. Plus, we're going to tell you about are we talking about the thing with the deal with the change?
I think so. I think that's all right, yeah.
Thing?
No.
We got Bam Margera on the program, but he's going to be on this afternoon at 5. We're going to be on for an hour at 5 this afternoon with Bam Margera.
They're trying to make our show harder to find.
Yes.
It does less damage to the radio station that way.
So they're moving us around a bit. So at 9 a.m., Kat's going to come in. Uh-huh. And then at 5 p.m., we're going to be back with Bam Margera.
Wow.
Bean, I don't know if you saw his special that we're talking
about.
Well, he goes to Finland. I'll just leave you with that.
What a burn.
And he loses his passport. I'll leave you with that.
Really?
And he gets it in a day.
Oh, that hurts.
He's everything you're not, my friend.
He certainly is.
He's a winner.
We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz.
First, Ralph Garman joins us on a Monday morning. Hey, Ralph, how was your weekend, dude?
It was okay until last night. Speaking of the Giants.
Oh, yeah, that must have hurt.
Good team.
It's a good game.
Good team. Yeah, the Eagles were in it right until the end.
Absolutely. If you believe in momentum, which we all do as sports fans, you had to think that Donovan McNabb was going to make that happen with that when he just needed to gain that 1 yard to get close enough.
And that's why Eagles fans were so furious. I mean, we were texting furiously back and forth, me and all my buddies, because you do at that point have to put the game in Donovan McNabb's hands. He was hot, and they had two downs to get a yard, and they ran both times. They got stuffed by the really tough Giants D, who had been stopping the run all night long. It wasn't as if the run was working, so they were sticking with what was working.
Yeah.
So they got stuffed at the line and missed their opportunity to win the game because they were just down by five, just needed a touchdown. So.
And I heard Donovan disagreed with the instructions he was given from the sideline. He wanted to take it himself, but they said, no, you got to hand it off to Westbrook, and that's what he did, and it didn't work out very well.
So,
he's a little guy. McNabb, he couldn't have gotten a yard.
Well, he was passing well. They wanted to throw for a yard. You know, it's one of those short-out patterns. You just pick up 2 or 3 yards, and they would have the first down. And, you know, a minute left, they could have been marching towards the end zone, but disappointing. But the Giants, I'm telling you, can't take it away from them. They are a great football team.
What are they, 8-1 now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got Tennessee at 9-0 over in the AFC, so if you believe in early predictors, we may have our Super Bowl already lined up. We'll have to wait and see.
Arizona.
Arizona.
That Colts game was a great game, too.
They'll be on the sidelines.
Yes. That's right. Arizona, San Francisco tonight, Kevin. You got to be very excited. They could put up 100 points on San Francisco the way Warner's playing. It'd be the greatest game ever. Let's take a look at the top 10 movies of the box office this weekend, shall we? Madagascar, Escape to Africa, inexplicably made $64
million. $64
million? Wow.
That's an animated movie for some kids.
Haven't seen that number in a while, have we?
Wow.
$64 million?
Yeah.
1617 is usually number one and good.
A talking hippo and a zebra.
And lion.
There's and a talking lion.
Yeah, don't forget the lion.
Why am I doing Seinfeld?
I don't know.
Yeah, just massive numbers for Madagascar. I guess people really love the first one. I know it did really well in the theaters, but then it did exceptionally well in DVD, so I guess maybe that's why the sequel was so popular.
Because it didn't do this well, right?
No. Okay. No. Role Models was number two at the box office with $19.2 million in its debut weekend.
Bit of a drop-off.
Yeah, I guess most people were seeing Madagascar.
Wow.
High School Musical 3, senior year, made a little over $9 million, but was good enough to make it number three. Changeling was four. Zach and Miri Make a Porno, made another $6.5 million, made it number five. Soul Man, in its debut, made about $5.5 million, was number six. Then Saw 5, The Haunting of Molly Hartley, Secret Life of Bees, and Eagle Eye, rounding out your top 10 at the box office this
weekend. Can we give up the Secret Lives of Bees?
Gladly.
Has it had enough time?
I'm happy to.
Fine, yeah.
Queen Latifah telling me about bees. Who needs that? This isn't showbiz, but I just want to give everyone the heads up because I do get this email quite often asking when this is going to happen. Today is the official day where the Butterball Turkey Hotline is up and running.
That's what I'm talking about.
So if you want to get a hold of the people at Butterball, if you've got a turkey running around your living room and you don't know how to kill them, you can call it a 1-800-BUTTERBALL. They'll answer all your turkey questions.
I sense we'll have time to make that call over the next couple of weeks.
Can you feel it in the air, people?
No, I can't. It's weird. It feels like
very
it's just
exciting.
Missing.
Sure, America's ready for a black president, but is America ready for a black Wonder Woman? According to the LA Times, Beyonce Knowles has contacted the folks over at DC Comics and Warner Brothers, who own DC Comics, and made her intentions clear that she wants to play Wonder Woman up on the big screen.
Okay, then.
Well, just let her.
I want to do a superhero movie, says Beyonce, and what would be better than Wonder Woman? It would be great, and it would be a very bold choice. A black Wonder Woman would be a powerful thing. It's time for that, right? I don't know.
I don't know that it's time because she's black, but it's time because she's hot.
That's for sure.
You put her in that outfit.
Way hot. She looked great in the costume, that's for sure.
Ralph, speak for the comic book geeks who I know are very proprietary about the transition from the pages to the screen. Would a lot of people be in uproar if they changed the character that much?
Not because she's black, but because Wonder Woman is white, if that makes any sense. I mean, these are the kind of people, and these are my people, so I love them. But they get their panties in a bunch when you change a glove on a costume, when you take it out of the comic books and put it in the movies. They were furious that the X-Men didn't wear their blue and yellow costumes instead of the black leather ones they put them in the X-Men movies. So every tiny change that you make from the comics, from the pages to the screen, tends to put some people into a tizzy.
That I'm firmly behind Beyonce. If that will put them into a tizzy, I'm in.
Just saying, they may have issues with that. But
I wonder what it would be like if Megan Fox were Wonder Woman. I haven't seen any photos like that.
Yeah, I wish someone would send me that.
Somebody
could
email that to us. That'd be pretty cool to see.
Great. I don't think it exists.
Because then we'd be able to see
Kevin
it.
Kevin at KRock.com.
You can send it. Ralph at KRock.com.
TMZ.com is reporting that Shia LaBeouf won't make any money off the auction of his famous vehicle. Apparently, a dude bought a beat-up Ford 150 at an insurance auction, and then realized after the fact it was the truck that Shia LaBeouf had his DUI accident in last summer.
No kidding.
Now that he's aware of it, he has put it up on eBay. The auction starts today, hoping to make some extra cash because it's, it's an infamous vehicle, so he's hoping some celebrity status will throw a little extra money his way. So if you want to buy the beat-up Ford truck that Shia LaBeouf rolled, you can get it on eBay.
That's a weird group of people that do that.
Look, when celebrity's attached to anything, it automatically raises its value.
But I don't think that has kind of the history of here's the Porsche that James Dean was in when he died. I mean, it's just a guy who had essentially an intersection accident.
Not now, but what if you could have bought the Spider that James Dean crashed in back in 58 or whenever it was and then held on to it for a while? Then you cash in.
But I'm saying nobody died. I mean, it was just, it was a serious accident.
Or did they?
Was that up for question? I didn't.
Maybe. You don't know.
Shia LaBeouf broke his hand. I mean, that's the extent of the story that goes along with this car.
Or is he dead and has he been replaced by a twin?
Well, that's true.
I saw an eagle eye and he has an exact duplicate.
I want to hedge your bets and go ahead and buy this thing, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Here's what I hear a lot of. No, seriously, he got in an accident. Who? Shia LaBeouf. Who? Shia LaBeouf.
You know.
Got in an accident.
The guy from Transformers.
And that's his truck? Yeah? Okay. All right.
But it's the truck. It's the one.
I just don't think anyone will care.
Yeah, that's probably true. Oh, sad news. Sienna Miller and Balthazar Getty are definitely over.
Oh, if those kids can't make it.
I know.
But they had everything going
they
for them.
They did. He had a wife and four kids. She's a nymphomaniac and a partier. They had all the ingredients.
They had everything.
The actress told Us Weekly magazine that she's currently single and happy about it. I can hump anyone I want on any hotel balcony I want, wearing any captain's hat I want, she said.
No. Great knockers.
She does have great knockers.
Yeah.
Apparently, Balthazar will not leave his wife and four children for her, and so she's having none of it.
This week.
Anything can happen. Speaking of relationships, Amy Winehouse and her husband, Blake Fielder Civil, apparently at odds with each other.
What? He just got out of prison.
Yes, but here's the problem. Amy the Hot Mess has refused to pay the $47,000 tab for Blake's latest stint in rehab. And he's not happy about his wife being so cheap.
Well, that's money she could use to buy drugs for herself. Yes. Why waste it on rehab for her husband?
You know how much smack you can buy for 47 grand?
Yeah.
She can't afford to mess up that kind of opportunity.
Does she have money coming in anymore, by the way?
Well, she must, right?
I mean, I guess the album is probably selling some, but it can't be. I mean, I don't know.
She still plays gigs. I mean, she was just at one a couple weeks ago.
She plays about half of them, doesn't she?
Yeah. Once she shows up, she pays. So, and here's good news. ABC has announced they're bringing back Lost ahead of schedule.
Oh, really?
We're going to get a two-hour season's premiere of Lost on Wednesday, January the 21st.
That was my favorite series of the 90s. I got to
really?
Be honest.
Well,
early
90s. You're going to enjoy the reunion show then. Apparently, they have the entire cast back together again.
Are they all still alive?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. Very cool.
Apparently, for people like Kevin, ABC has also scheduled a one-hour show before the premiere that will catch you up on exactly where we are in the storyline.
Very helpful.
Is that possible in an hour?
Well, no. It'll give you the last season, maybe.
Give you a sketch of it, maybe.
Yeah, give you an idea.
They have to be very nervous seeing what happened to Heroes ratings after 9 months off.
Yeah.
So, you know, to think how many people are going to come back and want to get reinvested in such a complex plotline.
And more good TV news for me and Lisa, at least. NBC has announced they've given an order of 9 more episodes to its detective drama, Life.
Ah, awesome.
Love that show. I know you guys aren't watching because you're dumb.
Right. But have it in time. Wrong.
Got that busy schedule.
Really, really good. Here's an interesting reason they picked it up. And this is the mark of the times. It was doing well on Wednesdays. It was doing okay. And then they moved it to Fridays and it was doing better. But what they noticed was that when they moved it from Wednesdays to Fridays, people were time-shifting their TiVos. They were making a point of canceling their live recording on Wednesdays and moving it to Fridays. An enormous amount of people were following the show.
Oh, okay.
And they could detect that via the TiVo.
I didn't know they could do that.
I didn't know that either.
That's
They're watching
good.
Us through our TiVos.
Well, I'm glad because I like shows that get rated appropriately.
Yeah, so they said so many people were making a point of making appointment television of following it to tape life on Friday nights that they said it was worth the extra order. So now they have a full season of life.
That is good.
Is that the dude that eats fruit?
Yes.
It is the dude that eats fruit.
He loves
fresh
fruit.
See, because he's been in prison for 15 years, and he can't get fresh fruit in prison.
Exactly.
So when he gets out, he's sort of obsessed with eating fresh fruit because he never had a chance to have that while he was in prison.
That's got legs.
See? You can see that, right?
makes a point. 1 week, is he eating a lot of peaches, and then you tune in the next week, he's all about the bananas? I mean, how?
Oh, you can't believe the bananas he put away.
Wait till he gets to the night. Do you see the apricot episode?
Is that another title now? Just fruit
riveting
names?
Television. Oh, and Boysenberries. I cried at the end of Boysenberries.
Did you?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
wow. I didn't see that one.
Today's celebrity birthday is Tracy Morgan from Saturday Night Live, and 30 Rock is 40 years old today. Oh, and he's crazy. Ellen Pompeo from Grey's Anatomy is 39 years old today. Warren G. turns 38.
Yeah.
Brittany Murphy,
ooh,
very talented, lovely actress, is 31. And rapper Eve celebrates her 30th birthday as well. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
We are going to be back this afternoon at 5. It's Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde here on K-Rock. From 5 until 6 o'clock, all new Kevin and Bean show this afternoon that you can listen to. And we will have Metallica tickets for you to win between 5 and 6 this afternoon on the world famous K-Rock.
And we'll have Ben Margera also.
Mm-hmm.
First, though, let's talk some NFL football. Our old pal, Eli Manning.
Hi!
Good morning, Eli.
Hi!
Congratulations.
Hi, Eli.
Yes, you are. You are, of course, number 10 quarterback for the Super Bowl winning champion New York Giants.
And
you
had 1-0.
Number 10, right?
That's what I look for when I grab my shirt. The 1 and the 0.
Well, you got to wear the right uniform. That makes a lot of sense, Eli.
Yes.
How do you feel after the big win against the Eagles last night, 36-31?
Yay, we won the Super Bowl!
Well, it wasn't the Super Bowl, it was just a game.
No.
What?
Yeah, you won.
Oh!
You're
How
on your...
many times do we have to play before we win?
Oh, I think you probably got another 6 or 7 games, really.
Oh!
Yeah.
That's long!
It is.
But the good news, Eli, is you are in first place in your division. You're 2 games ahead of the Redskins. You remember the Redskins, right?
Yes, they're Indians. Woo!
Right?
And you're 3 in front of the Eagles and the Cowboys in your division.
And in Thanksgiving, we sit down with the Redskins and they teach us how to eat corn.
I think, technically.
Yeah, they give us a turkey and we give them blankets.
What was the key to the win last night against a very tough Philadelphia Eagles team, Eli?
We have 3 guys who run the ball really good.
Uh-huh.
They are good runners.
Right.
And their names are Terry Bradshaw.
Nope, he doesn't play anymore.
Nope.
And Jacobs and Ward.
Brandon Jacobs, that's one of them. That's right. Ward is another one. Wow,
and,
very good.
And they're all president colored.
Is that what we're calling it now?
Yes.
Resident colored.
And they run so good.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And sometimes I don't even have to throw the ball because they take it from me and they run it.
Wow.
And then we win. Yay!
Yeah. You seem to be winning a lot.
Yes. We are good.
You are good. That's true.
Eli, did you see that your brother Peyton won yesterday, too, in his game against the Steelers?
Yes, Peyton also won,
mm-hmm.
which is good, because when he doesn't win, he beats me.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Takes it out on you?
Yes.
He
beats me like a rug, he says.
Wow, well, I hope that's not true.
He threw for 3 touchdowns against the Steelers.
Right.
Wow, you knew that, huh?
Yes. And then... Ben Roethlisberger.
Their quarterback.
He threw 192 interceptions.
Well, he didn't have a good day. He had the ball.
Yeah. Never banner day.
Every pass was an interception, I think.
Yeah.
This was the first time that Indianapolis has won in Pittsburgh in 40 years.
Yes, it was important winning. And then Roethlisberger cried at the end.
Yeah, he did cry.
He cried like a girl.
Do you ever cry, Eli?
Burglar Burger is a girl. And then in San Diego, they just won by one little point.
They beat Kansas City.
It was a tiny little 1 point.
That is true.
20. I don't even know why they count that as a win.
Well,
have to win by more.
No, you can beat a team by 1 point.
That's gay. Kansas City tried to throw for 2-point conversion at the end of their touchdown.
Yeah, that's right. They sure did.
Because they are horrible.
Well, they were trying to win the game, Eli.
Yeah, but they could have kicked an extra point and tied it and went into overtime.
Yeah, that could have
happened.
But they're retarded.
Yeah.
Well, look who's talking.
And then Tennessee is still unbeaten.
Yep, they are. That's true.
They're the Titans.
They beat Chicago.
Titans. They beat Chicago Bears, and everyone thought they might have a hard time, but they beat them.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that your Giants could beat the Tennessee Titans as good as they are, Eli?
Yes, with Chicago helping us.
Well, it's not a three-way game.
Let's team up on the Tennessee Titans and everybody beat them.
It doesn't work that way. It's just one team at a time versus one team at a time. I don't know.
Why don't they like me?
They like you fine. That doesn't
Why don't
have
they
do want to
play with me?
They want to play with you, but I think they want to play with you maybe in the playoffs.
Kerry Collins had a good game before Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
But he used to take pills. He's a druggie.
Is that right?
He's okay now, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's vice president colored.
He's vice president.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, Eli, do you get the day off today, or do you still have to look at tape, or what do you do?
I get the day off.
Okay.
And I get to go to the petting zoo and see a llama.
The petting zoo?
Yeah, I get to feed him, and he eats out of my hand.
Wow, that's exciting.
It's crazy.
Sounds like fun.
And then I watch the game tonight, football.
There's Monday Night Football, Arizona playing San Francisco.
Arizona Cardinals.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And the San Francisco gay guys.
Nope, 49ers. 49ers are called. 49ers is what their team is called.
69ers?
No, 49ers.
49ers.
Why are they gay?
Well,
they're not gay. They're not gay.
Why can't they be married?
They're not gay, and they are married.
I heard two kings can marry each other, and someday I can marry a king.
Okay, you're already married to a woman. You're fine, Eli. Don't even worry about it.
What? Oh, you're just pulling my chain.
We wouldn't do that, Eli.
What part of my body is my chain?
Okay.
All right, we have to go, but it was great talking to you today, and congratulations on your win over Philly.
Why do you have to go?
Oh, we have other stuff to do.
No!
We do.
Let's stay on the phone.
You have to hang up now, Eli. We're done with phone.
Did you see Madagascar?
Did not see that.
No, I didn't have time.
Oh, the lion talks.
Okay, Eli, we got to go. Have a good day.
Bye!
It's KROQ, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:39.
6,000 ships have been lost on the Great Lakes in the four centuries since Europeans first came to trade along their shores.
Here we go. Hang on.
This is the haunting tale of the largest victim of them all.
Today's the big day,
Kevin. A ship built of steel to carry steel. Yet not strong enough.
How are you going to come up by Edmund Fitzgerald party like that?
Because there's no party. There's no party. I don't even think you like it. I can't even believe that you like it.
I love the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. I love the song. I love the ship. I love the wreck. I love everything about it. And today is the 33rd anniversary of it going down in Lake Superior. But let me tell you what's awesome about this weekend is that yesterday was apparently the 30th anniversary of the Jonestown Massacre. So I had the big 2-hour special on MSNBC last night. I got to see 900 people die on TV last night.
Bean loves human death.
This is your month.
It is.
It's
like my month. Yeah, he's in hog heaven when people are dying. So
I do love the death. That's true. All right, it's the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. This is the morning version of the Kevin and Bean Show. And then this afternoon at 5, it's Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde. It's an all-new hour. And our special guest will be Bam Margera this afternoon between 5 and 6. What? What are y'all
just
painting
the
about
there? Cost-cutting measures that are going on here at K-Rock are getting old. All
it's
right.
Depressing.
Listen, the economy's bad. We get it.
Yeah.
Now we're working in the afternoon.
I know.
We've been trying to get t-shirts for two months, 3 months.
Yeah.
Kevin Amin t-shirts? Oh, yeah, we'll order them. Yep, or got them on the order. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they're on back order. Mm-hmm.
The number one thing that listeners want, besides some sweet relief from having to listen to this program, but the number one item that they ask is for is t-shirts. Hey, can I have a Kevin Amin shirt? All the time in the email, and we run into people, we do events. That's the thing. And we understand why, because they're an awesome item that you can wear that, you know, we really appreciate the fact that you want these shirts. Unfortunately, we ran out of money over the summer. We got nothing.
Well, it's one of those deals where I don't think our particular radio station is desperate, but I think if you're owned by a company that owns more than one radio station,
yep,
everybody has to take the hit. So basically, right, you get no money. You go, hey, you know those promotions that we used to do? And they go, nope. And we say, how about those giveaway items? Uh-uh. T-shirts? Nope.
Sorry.
Keychains? Too expensive. Can't do it. We got no budget. Zero budget. So we're in trouble, and we're supposed to play this public service announcement for you.
These difficult economic times are affecting everyone, and K-Rock is no exception. Through the years, K-Rock has been known to give away some exciting prizes. Most famously, our enormously popular, world-famous K-Rock t-shirts. But now, sadly, K-Rock is too cheap to make any more t-shirts. That's why we have to come to you. Can you let one fellow K-Rock listener go t-shirtless while you have many used, smelly, crappy t-shirts sitting in the bottom of your drawer? Please donate to the Kevin and Bean Show's Shirts Till It Hurts program. You give us your old, crappy shirts, and we give them to someone else. So please, give today. Give till it hurts. Or squirts, depending on who you are.
Oh. Wow.
All right, so I went to the closet this morning, and I got, and by the way, these do not have to be K-Rock shirts. Just any old shirt that you have, we will repurpose it. We'll share the wealth. We'll spread
the
wealth.
We're redistributing, just like Barack Obama says.
Yes, right. I have an extra large No One Cares About Your Blog. I really only bought that one just for Bean, so awesome. I'm willing to part with that.
In
other words, you donate that to the cause, and then the next time a listener calls up and says, hey, can I have a shirt? We can go, yes, we've got one for you.
Even though it's no one cares
used and it's not a K-Rock shirt. Okay.
Right. You can take like a marker and write K-Rock on it if you want. That makes you feel better. Miss Cleo's in the studio with us. Miss Cleo, you brought some
shirts. Good morning. I did. I went
through. Oh, they must be so stretched out.
They're like old t-shirts of my dad's that I slept in and stuff. But so the first one I brought is a 1995 Lake Forest, California Distinguished School shirt. Oh, yeah. My elementary school.
How about
Lake
that?
Lake Forest Elementary Distinguished School, bitches.
From 1995.
1995.
That's a collector's edition.
Miss Cleo, has it been washed? Has it been?
Yes, Dean, I'm not dirty.
Okay. No, he doesn't want it to be. That's the creepy thing.
I just wondered if there was some DNA happening. That's all.
No, it's washed. But it has been sitting in the drawer for like 10 years, 15 years. So.
I got this shirt for Halloween. It's Criss Angel.
Look at that.
Oh, your actual Criss Angel costume shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
It's him going, hey, look at my six-pack, everybody. I'm hot.
What an ass.
So I got that shirt we can give away.
Nice.
All right.
All right. I'll trump your Criss Angel. I've got an Ada's fan. It's the bookstore that I used to buy all my college books from.
It's a bookstore college campus? Who's Ada?
Yes. Ada, it's like an off-campus bookstore. And it's Ada's books.
Okay.
And I got a t-shirt, so I'm giving that away.
All right. That's big of you.
I don't know how you part with that.
I'm not positive I can give this one away. This is one of my favorites. And now that I brought it in, I mean, I don't know that I...
Let's see.
See? It's got a wheelchair, person in a wheelchair. And then underneath it says, can't beat the parking.
Oh,
but I really like that one.
But you never wear it, though.
I never wear it. I wear it occasionally, and the fun and the joy in it is just to watch people's disappointment. You just,
yes.
They say hi to you, and they look at you, and then it just registers, and then you just go, oh. Just like Lisa just said, oh.
Yeah, you do break hearts when people see that.
That's a good one. I'm not sure I can give that up, but it'll have to be for something good.
Okay.
Miss Cleo, you got some more over there?
I do. I've got some punk rock looking. I don't know what this is. I think my brother's.
It's a mishmash of black and green, and it doesn't really make any sense.
It's huge, too. It's a.
It is like a quadruple X.
Double XL. Yeah. My
Excellent.
Brother's a big boy.
All right.
Now, are people going to want that shirt? I mean,
probably not.
We're giving it to them anyway.
I'm giving
we
it
don't
to
care.
Them.
Right. We're going to give it away and act as. See, here's the key. You got to act as if they're good.
Right. So good.
Are you kidding me? I wanted the 1995 best school shirt, they'll say. I also have this one, and again, it's another one that I'm going to have trouble parting with because it's so awesome. But you remember that leprechaun in the tree story?
Of course, yeah.
So I have a T-shirt that's made from that, and it says, "Who else seen the leprechaun? Say yeah."
That's another great shirt.
Oh, that's going to be tough. Now that I look at these, I went through my closet last night. I was just thinking, we've got to come up with some shirts to give away.
God.
But I've kind of weeded out some of the really bad ones, and these are some of my favorites, so it's going to be tough for me. Aww. But that's why it's called Shirts Till It Hurts, people.
You.
It's not supposed to be easy. Anyone can give away a crappy shirt that says you might be a redneck fisherman if.
Ah,
I mean, anybody
Cleo.
Can give that away.
Miss Cleo.
That is the shirt of all T-shirts.
It's enormous,
it's
by
huge.
The way.
It's a 6XL, it looks like. Yeah.
So, you might be a redneck fisherman if.
And then there's 10 punchlines, none of which are funny.
This is the prize of all prizes.
Oh, Lightning. How are you going to play us like that? Lightning
What's
just
Lightning
came
bringing in.
In? Oh, that hurts.
Well, there's a story behind it, too.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
This is a Kevin and Bean VIP signed shirt right here.
Right.
We had these for sale at the K-Rock shop a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Woman bought it for her husband as a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Got divorced. Didn't give it to him. She sent it back to me. She said re-gift
it. Sent it back.
Yes. We can re-gift that. That's actually a K-Rock shirt, although it's written in Sharpie.
All right, so we've got about 10 shirts to start, but that's not going to be enough to satisfy the demand for the K-Rock listeners who want their own T-shirts. So what we have set up is a Shirts Till It Hurts program that's going to be out on the street every day. In fact, tomorrow our friend Beer Mug is going to be at the Del Taco location on East Foothill Boulevard in Pasadena. He's going to be there tomorrow morning starting right around this hour, right in the 6 o'clock hour. He'll be there. And you can swing on by and just drop off, just donate your shirts, just like you're taking them to Goodwill, but instead you're taking them to K-Rock, and then we can redistribute the wealth and give them away to other K-Rock listeners who want shirts.
Now, if they're good shirts, that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for really obscure. The more obscure, the better. I mean, so far, I think the leader, no, Redneck is not the leader. The leader, to me, is the 1975, whatever
school,
that is, the school
the
T-shirt.
School. Yes, yeah. Definitely.
It's amazing how many terrible T-shirts are out there. Isn't there? I mean, there's billions of dollars worth of just
absolute
shite.
I got to tell you.
And everybody has a bunch of them in the back of their wardrobe or closet somewhere that they never wear that they might as well get regifted.
It kills me that I already gave away my rideshare shirts.
Oh, your rideshare shirts are so worthless.
Yes.
That would be good.
Yes, perfect.
If you have T-shirts of, say, old TV shows that are no longer in existence or even better were canceled like halfway through
Sex
a first
in
season.
The City.
Lisa brought in a Sex and the City
T-shirt. So I bring it in. It used to be bigger, but I've watched it so many times.
I would like to see that on you. I think you need to model that shirt.
I may need to
HBO
on the back. Yeah.
It is small.
I'll wear that for you.
That's a tiny. I'd like to see Miss Cleo wear that, actually.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I don't think that would cover one of.
I don't think it would either.
I don't either. That's the point. All right. So Shirts Till It Hurts program is now in effect. We've done this one time before. It was a huge success. And we're asking for your crappy T-shirts. And go to the website, and you'll be able to see where Beer Mug is going to be all this week. Like Bean said, tomorrow he's going to be in Foothill Boulevard in Pasadena at the Del Taco. And he's just going to be picking up shirts. You have to beat the Lake Forest, California
Distinguished School
1995 Award shirt. So we're looking for your shirts, and then we'll make them sound good, and people will feel good, and it'll all be good. Wow, this is a bug.
I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Go, Kevin, go now.
Michael, give me my headphones.
Go now, Kevin, go.
Are you dozing? What's going on here? What's happening?
Switching headphones.
All right, I got it. All right. No, this is going well, I think.
Kevin was out in the parking lot looking for mice in his car. I don't know what's up with that.
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Monday morning at 6:54. By the way, next hour between 7 and 8, how about this? Our friend Greg Grumberg is going to be here from TV's
Heroes. Love Greg. Love Heroes. Can't wait to talk to him. Plus, what's up with Thriller the Musical? We'll explain after the news at 7. What's going on, Ralph?
Top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. We do it every Monday morning to let you know what made a lot of money and what didn't do as well. Madagascar. Who could have guessed that the sequel to the animated film, Madagascar Escape to Africa, would make $64 million.
I can't imagine even they predicted that, right?
They must be just bowled over with joy at this point. If every child in America went to see the movie, I didn't think it would make $64 million.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Role Models was number two. In its debut, made a little over $19 million, good enough to make it number two. High School Musical 3 Senior Year was third. Changeling, Zach and Miri Make a Porno, Soul Men, in its debut, made $5.6 million, made it number six. Saw 5, The Haunting of Molly Hartley, Secret Life of Bees, and Eagle Eye, rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. Another celebrity may be entering into the world of politics, following in the footsteps of Ronald Reagan, Jesse Ventura, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Val Kilmer.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Has announced he loves his home state of New Mexico so much that he's considering a run for governor.
Isn't he the voice of Kit on the Knight Rider?
He sure is.
He may want to take crazy.
Yeah, he sure is.
I mean, he really is, right?
He's eccentric.
Yes, eccentric.
You could say he's eccentric.
All right, he's got my vote.
He says the state is full of poor, hardworking, decent people mixed in with some of the world's smartest physicists.
That's what he says.
Yes. So it's got that going for it.
All right.
I say yay.
What's he want to run for? Senate?
Governor.
Wow.
And then president. That's how it works, people.
Another day, another scandal regarding a Disney starlet.
Uh-oh.
This time, Adrienne Bailon.
Who's that?
She is one of Disney's cheetah girls.
Okay.
Is in a nude photo scandal after photos taken from her stolen laptop have hit the internet.
Oops. How old is she, Ralph?
She's 25. It's okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Fantastic.
In the pictures, Adrienne is seen wearing a bra and nothing else. And in some of the pictures, she is posing to show off her healthy backside.
If the boner police are here, I demand a lawyer.
Yeah, the photos are nice. She looks good. But she's not happy they're out there.
Or so she says.
In late October, Adrienne noticed her laptop was missing after arriving at JFK Airport. So apparently her laptop was stolen and the photos were on there. Some reports are saying the photos were taken for her boyfriend, Robert Kardashian, who is the brother of Kim Kardashian.
Oh, all right.
And China Kardashian.
Hi, I'm Chloe.
And the other petite Kardashian.
Dave, I think is her
Dave
name.
Dave Kardashian.
Yeah.
They were taken in private, and Adrienne will be pursuing legal action against the person or persons sending out these private photos.
Yes, I'll give her a plug.
Adrienne also issued the following statement saying she's deeply sorry for any pain this may have caused her fans. The only pain it caused me was a little strain in my my jeans.
Yeah.
It's the only pain I felt.
Just look at that. That's butt. Wrong. That is a tight butt.
No need to apologize, Adrienne. No need at all. Sean Combs' birthday party was quite the event.
He likes to tell us that.
Yep. Apparently, the young designer who he hired to decorate it said it was a nightmare. He was given a budget of $7,000 and 12 hours to create an all-white decor, including 1,000 white roses, blow-ups of P. Diddy with Barack Obama.
What?
And $20,000 and $2,000 of white fabric to spread around the party. $7,000 to do all that with.
In 12 hours.
In 12 hours.
How do you do that in 12 hours?
Why did he have to do that in 12 hours?
Because that's when he was hired, 12 hours before the event. And he gave him the money and said, go, do it. Here's what I want.
Okay.
So it was quite a difficult job. But
39 is a big birthday. You really want to blow it out at 39.
Giant pictures of him with Barack Obama, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how he decorated his birthday party.
He's very, very happy about that election.
He thinks he had something to do with it. That's for
sure. He sure does.
He had everything to do with it.
I'm not positive he doesn't think he's president, by the way. I don't know if he understands.
It'd be funny if he shows up at the White House in January.
I'm here. Reporting for service.
He is, as the new term we learned from Eli Manning earlier this hour, he is president colored,
though. He is president colored. Beyonce wants to play Wonder Woman.
All right.
Make it so.
Stories about the Amazonian superhero hitting the big screen. It's been in works for a long time now. They just can't seem to find the right actress for the role. Beyonce told the Los Angeles Times that, I want to do a superhero movie, and what would be better than Wonder Woman? It would be great. And I would be a very bold choice. A black Wonder Woman would be a powerful thing. It's time for that, right? I don't know, but it's time for you to put on a bustier and some short shorts. And run around with magic bracelets. That's what it's time for.
I'm surprised that no one has photoshopped Megan Fox into a Wonder Woman poster, because she looks like the type who would play that character so
Gilligan.
Well. Like, why hasn't that been made and sent around to every person who has a computer in the world?
Bean at krock.com if you have that. He would like to see
it.
That.
Seen it.
Another celebrity wish list for a role, Eva Mendes.
Yes.
Ooh, says she would like to be the next Bond girl.
Give it to her.
In the next James Bond movie. She says she has a huge crush on Daniel Craig. Ever since she saw him walk out of the ocean wearing very tiny briefs in Casino Royale, mm-hmm. she said she's had a big crush on Daniel Craig and would love to co-star with him in the next Bond movie.
Okay, then.
I say all right. As long as she takes her clothes off.
I like boobs. Big boobs.
Yeah, they're good. Today's celebrity birthdays. Rapper Eve is 30 years old today. Actress Brittany Murphy turns 31. Warren G. turns 38. Ellen Pompeo of Grey's Anatomy is 39. And comedian Tracy Morgan of 30 Rock, of course, is 40 years old today. Did you notice even Bean didn't attempt to give Ellen Pompeo a bell?
No.
I appreciate his restraint.
She's not a bell.
Something we'd argue over.
Yeah, because usually it's someone
he loves that show, and he's all womanly about it and stuff.
I'm going to tell you, Ralph, first of all, she looks like a drowned mouse. But second of all, I dropped the Grey's Anatomy. I haven't watched the last three. I think I'm over it. Yeah.
Oh,
but now I hear they have a new character they're debuting this month who has Asperger's. So now I may have to be back on. So I don't know what to do.
It's a full-time job being back.
It is. It's really
so many decisions
to make.
So many pie charts you must have to fill out and the graphs all over your walls.
It's got a tough life.
Yeah. I picture some room in Bean's house being like that of Russell Crowe's in A Beautiful Mind. Just with just random newspaper articles tacked up and pieces of string leading from one thing to another and things scrawled on windows. Just the mind of a madman inside one of his rooms.
That's what I do find myself sitting in my house so often pulling my hair out going, what do I do? What do I do?
Yeah, I can imagine that. It's sad. Yet funny. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Lisa, I know that is not your favorite song. I know that that song gives you a headache.
It's a horrible song.
That's the way you want to wake up.
I hate that song so much.
Come on.
When the alarm goes off, that's what you want to hear is a little Cypress Hill in the morning. But you're going to be pleased to be here today, Lisa, when I tell you that we have big breaking Broadway news for you right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. And that is, ladies and gentlemen, and I know you find this hard to believe, but you shouldn't because everything gets turned into a Broadway play these days. Michael Jackson's Thriller. The musical, apparently coming to Broadway. We thought, we heard about the story last week. We thought, let's find out more from the man himself. Michael Jackson is on the line on the world famous K-Rock right now. Good morning, Mikey.
Help! Help! Woo! Jam out!
Listen to all that energy.
Wow. Very excited today.
A lot of excitement today. Wow.
Good morning, Kevin Bean. How are you?
We're good.
Well, we don't know many details except a guy named James Niederlander, who apparently is a production giant, it says in this article, is working on a thriller-inspired Broadway musical. True or false?
Yes, he is, and I'm miserable about it.
Maybe you're miserable.
What?
Because Thriller is a genius work of art. It stands alone as my greatest achievement.
Right.
And they're going to take it, and they're going to change it into something else, and I don't approve.
I thought you'd be excited about this.
No, I'm very unhappy.
You know that you'll make a lot of money off of this, right?
That's the only reason I'm doing it.
Okay.
Because I know I'll make a lot of money, but artistically it kills my soul to think that Thriller will be a Broadway musical.
I'm so surprised to hear you say this because your album still exists. It's not like they're stopping your album from being made and continue to be bought. I mean, it's still there as its own separate work of art.
But also it troubles me because I've been working on a new original Broadway musical for years.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And now this will be competing with that and may keep my original musical from ever getting on stage. And that's very depressing to me.
What's your original one that you've been working on for this?
I've got a Broadway musical that I've been writing for years called Mike Glover, P.I. And I will play Mike Glover, who is a private investigator who's tough as nails.
Right.
And who fights crime in the streets of Future City.
Future City?
Yes, it's a city, but it's in the future. I'm like a superhero private investigator.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to battle my arch-villain.
Who's your arch-villain?
Silly String. Who is a serial killer who kills people with silly string.
All right.
And I have to try to fight him. All the while, I'm also fighting IBS. Irritable.
I have a crippling condition called
IBS, and I'm trying at the same time. Bring down Silly String, the mass murderer.
How did none of these details leak out?
I know. Doesn't it sound so much better?
It does. That's way better than stupid Billie Jean, I'll tell you that.
And with the IBS, it's even harder. He has to go around in a wheelchair sometimes because he has such bad cramps in his stomach.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
He has all kinds of issues with his
his colon.
Why does he have to be a superhero and a private eye, though?
Because it's the future. And I wear a beautiful silver costume, and I fly in a jetpack, and I have, and I fight crime, and I'm also, I have IBS.
Does the IBS ever get in the way of you fighting crime?
Yes. In fact, the opening song from the first act addresses that.
You have that?
Yes.
I'd love to hear it.
Okay.
Oh.
And it rips through my ass. I got a lot of problems, and I got a lot of gas. I gotta be farting something. I'm gonna be farting something.
Oh,
I gotta
no.
be farting something. Sounds like I gotta be farting something. Woo!
Sounds kind of like
that's
a
remake. New original musical.
That's not original. That sounds like a remake of your song. You want to be starting something?
No, not at all.
Not okay.
No.
All right.
And in the second act, as Mike Glover, PI. I get set up, and they try to pin all the silly string murders on me,
right.
And they try to make me look like I'm the murderer.
Right.
So I have to defend myself, and I do it with this song. Silly string is not my Glover.
Come on. No. Michael, no.
Silly thing is not my Glover.
That was quite a setup, my friend.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
We have been had. All right, I'm in. Let me know when tickets go on sale.
Kevin, I forgot to warn you before Greg got here. He can read your thoughts, so be very careful what you're thinking right now, okay?
Oh, I don't think that's the worry. The worry is that Greg will... His head will explode from reading Kevin's thoughts.
Because exactly. It's too deep?
There's nothing linear about it.
It's too deep.
True.
It's too Kevin, complicated.
You wear a colostomy bag? I had no idea.
Oh,
that's,
see?
That's
it's already
one
working.
Thing I tried to not think.
Maybe I'm confused. It's actually Matt Parkman, the character on TV's Heroes, airing tonight at 9 on NBC that can read thoughts. But the very fine actor who portrays Mr. Parkman is here, Greg Grunberg. Ladies and gentlemen,
thank
back
you.
On the air on the Kevin Show on K-Rock.
Thank you very much. Happy to be
here. Always great to talk to you. We had who was here last week? We had a hero here last week.
Milo Ventimiglia.
Yes.
Milo.
Yeah. That's super right. Good dude. Really enjoyed talking to him.
Yeah, he's a kiss ass, I gotta say.
Is he?
Yeah. He goes right to the ShamWow. I was like, come on, man. Seriously.
But I caught him
too
lying
easy.
And he paid me $100.
Oh, that's right.
Caught him lying.
That's
he
right.
said, I got it in my car right now. I said, pay me if you don't. So we walked out, didn't have it.
See what happens? Well, he's got many cars. So I'm sure he's in one of his cars he's got. And he said, you know, Adrian gave him the ShamWow. Come on.
He had a whole backstory for his slide.
It's all BS. They don't even speak, those two.
I'm so disappointed.
I felt so bad that Kevin kept the money because you don't invite a guest on your radio show and then shake him down for $100. But Kevin's like, hey, a bet's a bet. You know, it's
no,
fair.
I offered to give it back, but he said, if it makes you feel any better, I would have kept your money. And I said, all right. That's there fine with me. That's how I do it. So that's fine.
So, Greg, how's the Heroes going, man? Is it one of your favorite acting gigs ever? Looks like it'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I've been very, very, very lucky that I have a best friend who's hired me throughout the years. You know, I was on Felicity and then Alias, and those two shows kind of prepared me for this. Well, you know, one
and
Felicity,
Lost. Let's not forget Lost.
True, getting sucked out of the plane.
Boom.
You know,
I mean, it wasn't a long arc, but
right, exactly. It was a good 3 minutes, right. A solid 3 minutes of TV.
You stole that show for those 3 minutes.
Yeah, well, that's it's pretty much the best cameo you can have on
yes.
that show. Well, it was. You know, Felicity, every scene started with, can I talk to you for a second?
Yes.
Every single scene.
I love that show, but you're right.
Yeah, and then Alias was great. I got to carry a gun and play cowboys and Indians. This is off the hook. I mean, I love it. I absolutely love it. I get to do, you know, the mind-reading stuff. There's not much that I do except try and be real, but, I tilt my head, and then they put all the sounds in and everything.
Right. Do they give you direction like, oh, no, you know what? I'm not buying that tilt hit. I'm not buying the tilt. Can you?
Yeah. Can you just tilt a little bit
lower? I'm not getting the sense you're hearing my thoughts.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean,
how do you even play that?
What's weird about it is if you and I are having a conversation and I did that, you would comment on it.
Yeah.
In real life, you'd be like,
that's a good
point.
What are you retarded?
That's a really good point.
And they never
notice.
Well, I have to find ways of doing it that seem real. I mean, there's a moment coming up in the show in a few episodes where I meet Daphne's father. The character of Daphne's father.
Daphne.
And he literally goes,
yeah.
Oh, was that a spoiler? Is that a spoiler?
No,
that was for Daphne.
Oh,
that was a hotness thing for Daphne.
Yeah, Daphne.
He was helping for another builder.
And he literally looks at me and he goes, is there something wrong with you, boy? You keep tilting your head. And it was great. It's finally someone references that, you know.
Now, Greg, I'm one of the many Heroes fans who has seen every episode of the show and considers myself a big fan and pays a close attention to the program. But the 9 months off just knocked me out. I mean, just killed me in terms of trying to follow all the intricate details. And I know that there's some assistance available on the web, but frankly, that's a lot of work. Didn't Parkman have a wife and at least a kid at one point?
I did. Well, I had.
Well, what happened to them?
Well, she wanted too much money. No, I was married, and then she cheated on me, and then the kid wasn't mine. If you remember, there was a dream sequence where I see her in the cell,
and I say,
yeah, and she says, she calls me up and tells me that it's not my baby, and so I leave her with $200,000 worth of diamonds. And so she's fine.
They're done.
Okay. And when you found out about the affair, that was like one of your partners on the force, right? And you read his mind. He was thinking about how he was banging your wife. That's how you found out about it. Okay, I got you. So that's all gone. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that a common complaint that you hear from fans? Is that they can't keep all the threads straight, especially when you take so much time off?
Well, the problem was, you know, like you said, second season got cut short, and they had every intention in wrapping stories up. And then we have 9 months off.
Yeah.
That's a long time. And they opted not to come back and do a truncated version of the second half of the second season. I'm even confused explaining this.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, it was the kind of thing where, okay, let's relaunch the show. And it was a great idea. I still love season three. I really do. You know, having all these villains and kind of everybody breaking out. But it became a little too confusing. I mean, my father calls me up and he's like, what? This guy's got powers and the black hole and the this. I can't. And my dad doesn't even talk like that. It's weird. So, it for me and for all these comic book fans, I think it's an incredibly exciting year. And, it gets smaller and smaller story-wise and more character-driven towards the end of the year.
What's the question you get asked the most about the storyline? Do you get one that's
Well, you know what? People constantly ask the same thing. They kind of want this super team. They want us to come together. And so people are going to be pleasantly surprised. We just started the new volume this year called Fugitives, which is really exciting. And so you guys are watching, whatever, like 9 episodes back.
Yeah.
And Fugitives.
We'd like to be caught up, but you people won't show them any faster. What do you want us to do?
Exactly. Well, in China, on the streets, you can probably watch
that's true.
What we're shooting today.
worth flying there.
Yeah. But we all come together. We're on the run, and we're all fugitives.
I do remember it was at the end of season one where you had that big showdown where all the heroes met kind of some of them for the first time ever at that big defining moment in Times Square or something like that.
Right, Kirby Plaza. Yeah.
Kirby Plaza, that's what it was. Yeah,
exactly. And you know what was weird is I'm the cop. I'm the guy who should be able to handle the situation. And I run out right in front of Siler and think that 5 bullets are going to put him down. And he immediately turned the bullets on me and put me down. So,
yeah.
Right. But that was really cool. That was cool that all of us came together. Mm-hmm. You know what's hard is throughout the show, like Milo and I just had a scene together where the last time I saw him, he sent me off to Africa. And the scene was written that we see each other and we go off and do our business. And Milo brought up, he said, no, this guy, you'd be pissed at me. So we started the scene with me grabbing him and slamming up against the wall. And so we have to – it's the only thing that I think the actors really try and help out, which is remember when the last time is that we saw each other. There's a lot of characters.
Kind of keep track of what was going
Continuity,
on.
Continuity, yeah. Where was Africa? They send you out to Palmdale and make you wander around in the desert for a week? What happened?
It was pretty much – it was Lancaster and then also Chatsworth, where all those paintings are on the rocks and stuff.
Right.
That's out in Chatsworth, and it's still there. I go there almost every night, and I just look at myself on the rocks.
Look at me. I look great on that rock.
Yeah.
So Siler's like a good guy now. Suresh has turned into the fly. I mean, it really has been a bizarre few episodes that we've seen this season so far.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. The great thing that I love is that a character like Siler, you can give him some sympathy. I mean, you can have some sympathy for this guy and say, okay, he's been through a lot. Well, yeah. You know, there's also the Maya character who every time she – cried at a wedding and killed her whole family. So there are a lot of, you know, trying to give these characters redeeming qualities is tough, but they're doing it. And for you to look at Siler, I mean, that's, you know, Zach is unbelievable. He's such a great actor.
He is. He's good.
So, you know, I go dark this season, and they justify it in a way that I think people are going to love. And there's a huge reveal coming up.
You're blackface? You go dark?
I go dark.
Oh, I didn't.
I go dark.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Odd, but go ahead.
Yeah, but I'm good. I rap. I sing. No, it's
run the country.
Yeah, I run the country. Exactly. It's a good thing because it's and there's a huge reveal coming up with Daphne's character.
Yes.
She when it's revealed why she's given the powers that she's given, it's huge. It's really dramatic, and I think people are going to love it.
Here's the fear we always have for shows like this, and like Lost for that matter, is you want to believe that the geniuses behind it that are pulling the strings know where it's going, and they're not making it up as they go along. Can you assure me of that?
No, it's an improv show.
Okay,
just make it up.
You know what? I don't know. It's interesting because when they hear comments from the public, you know, from the fans, we're 9 episodes ahead. It's tough. I learned that from JJ years ago. He would respond to people. He'd be blogging and saying, "Trust me, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming." And you just have to trust in these guys that they're trying their best, and they really are. I mean, how many times have I gotten a script and I can't believe they painted me into a corner and they get us out in a way that I never saw? So. If you think about trying to put this show on every week and the smart – we have a very, very, very smart audience.
Absolutely.
You know, these are comic book fans, and it's like opening a restaurant. You get one shot, and if it's good and it's smart – and it can't be too smart that it's hard to follow. So they're really – it's a balancing act. Tim Kring and Dennis and, you know, Jeff and Jesse and all these guys that have put this show where it is, they're geniuses. They really are incredible at what they do.
The show is called Heroes, of course. It airs Monday nights at 9 on NBC. And if you are behind, NBC is one of those channels, or one of those websites that's given the opportunity to catch up on the older episodes. You can go back and watch the Heroes shows that you've missed, too, so that you know what's going on, which is
awesome.
Yeah,
or you can Twitter me. Just Twitter. Greg Runberg.
Sure.
And I will answer all your questions.
Wow.
Fantastic.
So have you seen this thing, this Twitter thing?
Of course, yeah.
Okay, so I'm about to go to London, and Bria and I are sitting at the airport, and she says, "You should Twitter." So I'm okay. So I forget to shut off my international data plan. Okay.
Yes.
So I open a Twitter account before getting on the plane. I get to London. I have 8,000 emails.
Oh,
and I get charged for them.
Excellent. Oh.
Thanks, Bria.
That's the way to do it.
Thanks a lot.
That's how you want to do it.
But I stayed on. I'm on Twitter. Greg Runberg, Twitter me. I will answer your questions.
Wow.
Wow. All
right. Personal service.
You're going to regret saying that. You're going to hate that. Greg Runberg is here at Heroes tonight at 9. When we come back, we'll talk some more about that and also about the release of the new CD-DVD of the band that we've talked about on this show before, the band from TV that Greg plays drums for. We'll tell you all about that and other stuff after this. Actor Greg Grunberg is in our studio, of course, from Heroes, airing tonight at 9 on NBC. You loved him from Alias, Felicity. Probably best known for Frankenstein the College Years, though, I'd have to say.
Of course, Kozlowski. Kozlowski. Hey, I have to I love the sneaky commercial that you guys do, where it sounds like you're just casually talking about Heroes. And then it's like, yeah, tonight at 9.
Yeah, that's...
I love that. You guys have been so supportive of our show.
That we have.
You really
have.
We've
been more supportive of your show than maybe ever. Any show ever.
Yeah.
So. Truthfully, and I appreciate it.
We had your friend J.J. Abrams on the other day talking about Fringe, by the way, which is another great new show on TV. And we asked him, we said, "Dude, we're not on board with the Fringe until your boy Grunberg makes an appearance." And he said to us, "I can't afford Greg anymore.
That's true.
Can't get him. Can't meet his quote. Sorry."
That's right. So now, I will do anything, obviously, that J.J. asked me to do. He's like my brother. I've known him since I was 3. And
isn't that wild that you guys would both grow up not only be in the same industry, but to be still as close as you are today?
Yeah, and that we still want to work together.
Yeah,
you know,
that's the weird thing because J.J. surrounds himself with friends. We've been very lucky. We have a lot of talented friends. But at the same time, you know, if you hire somebody, you have to be willing to fire them. And
yeah, that's true.
And he's just the greatest at balancing that. And, you know, there have been times when I'm worthy of firing, and he just kind of lets it go.
Like when you crashed that jet on that island. Exactly. They should have fired you then.
Look, the show would have been called Hover if it wasn't for me. Let's be honest.
Let's change gears for a second because you know Greg is an actor. A lot of people don't know that he is a drummer, and the band from TV has made kind of an impact in the last year or so. You guys are starting to get pretty well known out there. Tell everybody what the band from TV is all about, Greg.
Okay, well, years ago I was asked to play at the House of Blues as a celebrity with like Chicago and Yes and Macy Gray, and it was a charity night, and they put together a group of actors. So I'm walking the carpet, and I can't, you know, these my icons are there. The press wants to talk to me more than they want to talk to them. I realize the attention, because they're all waiting for us to fall flat on our face.
Right.
We played one song, and from that I realized, wow, there's a lot of attention out there. If I put this together, I've been playing the drums my whole life, never took a lesson, but I can play a cover tune, you know. So I guest starred on House, and I asked Hugh Laurie. I said, "Hey, do you want to come play with us?" So we rehearsed with him, and then Jamie Denton I met at an Autism Speaks event, and I said, "Jamie, I know you play the guitar. before I knew it, we had this band, and we have some great people backing us up. Barry Sarna, he played keyboards with the Eagles. He's and we have the horn section, one of the guys from Tower of the Power.
So you have some real musicians on stage, too.
Yes, and they're amazing. The backup singers sing with Madonna, and, like, they're amazing. we're no idiots, you know, and,
right.
and I don't even hit the drums, let's be honest. Okay?
It's just a drum track?
Right,
special effect.
I hit a button, it's like...
I have a clip if you want to hear some of the band. This is Band from TV. Ready?
I think that's the wrong cut. I don't think that's them.
What's that?
No. That's not them.
Oh,
that's
Goat Whore. I'm sorry. That's not Band from TV.
No, if you play that backwards, though, you hear about our charities. All the charities are listed.
But that's the cool thing is that you do it for charity.
Yeah.
Here's a clip from the band.
That's Bjork. That's not the band from TV, Kevin. That's Bjork.
That's not them?
That's not them at all. All right. So
what do you guys do that I would know?
We play a little Mustang Sally, Baba O'Reilly, Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Oh.
We were on.
Is this you?
That's not.
Is that
now
you?
Now,
you don't have a regular night or a regular gig somewhere. It's pretty much just you show up all over town whenever. Is that right, Greg?
Well, corporations, big events will pay us a ton of money to come. Like Netflix paid us a bunch of money for an event at Griffith Park. Like, I'm not kidding, like $200,000.
Wow.
And all that money goes right back out to the charities. Each one of us has a charity we represent. Mine is epilepsy. Our oldest son has epilepsy. Mm-hmm. He's doing great. And there's a stigma attached to epilepsy. This is the best part. There's a stigma attached to epilepsy and seizure disorders that people, you know, you're scared of it and you don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, I could see that.
Close to 5 million people in this country have epilepsy. So you don't want to – people are at their office right now listening and they don't tell their coworkers. And I get it. I totally get it. But if we all talked about it, there'd be more money, you know, given mm-hmm. to the cause. And so to attach a rock band to that cause in any way, yes, we raise money, but the stigma gets broken down and people can – learn that if someone has a seizure, turn them on their side. It's fine. You know, I don't want to get into this now, but
no. But I would be that would be my reaction is I don't know what to do. I don't want to make it worse, but I don't know how to make it better. You know what I mean?
Like, shake them down for change first. Isn't that what, I mean,
exactly.
While they're out, I mean, that's what I would do anyway.
Right, exactly.
Here's another clip from Band from TV.
We are gonna get Osama and his troops. And his mama.
That's the dude from House.
Yeah, that's not
yeah, that's Hugh Laurie. That's his favorite.
So you guys finally decided, hey, we've been gigging for a couple of years. Now there's a way to even make some more money. Let's make a CD-DVD combo, and we'll sell it. And you told us during the break that it's number one right now, sales on Amazon.com. Is that right?
Yeah, it was number one. It's number two, something number three, whatever. But it's in the top 10 at Amazon.com. And it's a CD-DVD combo. So you see, we did four live shows in L.A.
Oh, that's cool.
And a friend of mine, Kurt Benjamin, who I've known my whole life, he's a big financial guy, he saw us at, you know, one of these shows and said, stop playing these shows. I have a way that you can make a tremendous amount of money in
that's
one
really
blast.
Great.
And he financed this whole thing. He's the genius behind it. And it's really been this thing that we did about a year and a half ago. Now, since then, we've been on American Idol. We've played all over the place. We're about to play at the Grove with Natalie Cole. Like, we get asked to play these really cool events.
Wow.
And some of them we make a lot of money. Some of them it's just, you know, because we're helping
the
charity. And it gets the word out. Right. And so if you go to – it's called Hogging All the Covers. Is the
Hogging All the Covers.
Because
– and where you can find this.
Pull it the dogs out!
Again, wrong. That's not the right cut, Kevin. That's not the one.
No. But that and many, many others are on the album. no, it's pretty great. Terry Hatcher.
It must be fun. It must be fun for you to feel like a rock star for a couple of hours too.
Yeah, it's amazing, and it's a business where I don't care if we make $1 or $100. It all, you know, all the money that the band makes outside of paying for drumsticks and strings, you know, goes to all these charities. So
that's fantastic because there are a lot of charities that have a lot of overhead and a lot of cost.
Yes.
And you know, if you give $1, you can guess 20 cents of it goes to, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of charities that do it that way. So.
Well, we did an event, an epilepsy event, and the event cost $100,000. And then we made $180,000. So $80,000 went to the charity. And it's just a lot of work. And also, it was run by parents who have kids who have epilepsy. Mm-hmm. And I'm one of those people.
Yeah.
It's hard enough raising a child, you know, who has epilepsy. Thank God Jake's doing great, and you know, but still, these parents, it's really hard to ask them of their time to put on an event. So this way, we do this, and you know, hopefully, people go to Amazon.com and buy the DVD. It's It's $15, and it's the end of the year. It's a great thing to buy.
It's a CD and a DVD, and it features this song.
Oh no, my butt! Oh no, my butt!
All right, now
That's the international hit, Oh No My Butt.
I didn't know that one was on it.
You know, it's hard playing the drums and singing Oh No My Butt. I'll tell you right now.
The album is called Hogging the Covers. If you don't remember that, it's Banned From TV, and you can get that through Amazon. And I guess your website for the band is bandfromtv.org or something? Or that's what I thought,
And Banned is B-A-N-D, not B-A-N-N-E-D, which you could also
think. Well, soon we'll all be B-A-N-N-E-D, but it's B-A-N-D from TV.org. Yeah.
Okay.
And here's a clip. that's the art party guy. That's not Greg. That's the art party guy, Kevin.
That guy's doing that with his hands.
Are you sure?
Yes. There's a video of it.
It's unbelievable. Wow, my kids are
right. we're out of time. Greg Grunberg has been our guest. Don't forget the return of Heroes tonight at 9 on NBC. And we're in sweeps now, so we got a bunch of new episodes in a row, right, Greg?
Yeah, and they're really exciting episodes. And
fantastic.
Guys, thank you so much.
Oh, no worries, man.
Great
always,
to see you, dude.
Always love
you
to too. Promote your things like this. Oh, that's T.O. That's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
All right, great.
Charity.
Band from TV. Go there and you can support charity.
Bam Margera and your tickets to Metallica on the all-new afternoon edition of the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde, and that debuts this afternoon at 5 here on the world-famous K-Rock right now. Rob's got the showbiz beat for Monday morning. What's going on?
As we do every Monday morning, let's take a look at your top 10 movies at the box office. Let's see what made money this weekend and what didn't do nearly as well. Madagascar, Escape to Africa, $64 million.
That's 3 days?
Yeah.
Did you see the first one, Ralph?
I did. I liked it a lot. I didn't like it $64 million worth.
Is it a bunch of animals that escape from the zoo and then end up in Madagascar, and now they're trying to get back to the zoo, and they end up someplace else in Africa? Is that the deal?
Exactly.
Do I have that right? Okay. Well, that could happen.
From the Bronx Zoo, where they're all big stars in the Bronx Zoo. And they decide that they weren't being treated well there. They're going to go someplace else.
By the way, based on a true story.
Yeah. And they end up in Madagascar initially. And then they're trying to get back to New York because they realize they had the good life there. And they end up this time in Africa.
And,
okay.
Hilarity
ensues.
And penguins fly the plane, and it's all very funny.
$64 million
worth. Role Models was number 2 at the box office. Made a little over $19 million. High School Musical 3, Senior Year, was 3rd. Changeling, Zach and Miri Make a Porno. Soul Men, in its debut, made just about $6 million, made it number 6. Saw 5, The Haunting of Molly Hartley, The Secret Life of Bees, and Eagle Eye, rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. Another Disney starlet in a semi-nude picture scandal. We had Vanessa Hudgens, we had Miley Cyrus, now Adrian Belton is the most recent controversial star from a Disney show. She was on Cheetah Girls. She was in the Cheetah Girls show.
Do I want to see her naked, Ralph? I'm unfamiliar with her.
Yeah,
I
she's
do.
Nice.
Okay.
I think you do, yeah.
She's nice. Adrian Belton is 25 years old. Apparently she had her laptop stolen when she was at the JFK airport in New York City in October. Now these photos from her laptop have hit the internet. She is wearing a bra and nothing else. Some she's posing, showing off her backside.
Sure.
Some reports are saying that the photos were taken for her boyfriend, Robert Kardashian, who is the brother of sex tape star Kim Kardashian.
Come on, Dale!
Adrian is sorry, she says. Deeply sorry for any pain this may cause to her fans.
Yeah. What pain?
What fans?
Hey, come on. Cheetah Girls is huge.
Oh.
I'd love to get a copy of that.
Maybe some blue orb pain, but that's about it. Looking at these, you know what I'm saying?
What about the butt?
You see it right there. There it is. Larger than life and twice as delicious. I'm all for it. A lot of superhero movie news today, which makes me happy.
Yep.
Beyonce has told the Los Angeles Times she wants to be Wonder Woman up on the big screen.
We want her for that as well. We want that for her as well.
Is America really ready for a black Wonder Woman, Kevin?
Sure,
we're ready for Beyonce. But can we have a black Wonder Woman?
Can we withstand the scandal that this would cause internationally? Can we? Can we, sir?
I don't think there's going to be a scandal.
Oh, remember Halle Berry's Catwoman? People stayed away in droves.
No, I don't remember that.
Oh, she played Catwoman.
I mean, I remember that she played it, but yeah. Was there a...
It was a bomb, that's all.
Terrible movie, yeah.
All right.
But I was thinking earlier, Ralph, when you were talking about how nitpicky the comic book geeks can be, do you remember the discussion that we had about all the people who were complaining about where Spidey's webs came from?
Yeah. It was
out of his wrist?
It was web shooters or natural web spinners, and that right. was a big controversy. Fans were in uproar because Peter Parker didn't make his mechanical web shooters. He was having organic web spinners come out of his wrists in the movies.
Right.
And they were incensed. That someone would taint the canon.
Well, now.
Speaking of Beyonce,
I'd like to taint the canon.
Screw with the legacy of the Spider-Man mythology. And see, that's the kind of people we're talking about.
Well, those people need to die.
Wow.
You know, really?
Wow, that is a hard sentence, Your Honor.
I'm saying really.
I appeal, Your Honor.
But you kind of need to satisfy the comic book geeks if you want the mega box office. Yeah, you can get non-comic book fans to go see something, too. But if you really want it to be a big hit, am I right, Ralph? You've got to appease the hardcores.
That was the secret of Dark Knight. Right. They made a literal translation of the comic books in their current state to the screen, and fans went nuts. Beyonce says, I want to do a superhero movie, and what would be better than Wonder Woman? It would be great, and it would be a very bold choice. A black Wonder Woman would be a powerful thing. It's time for that, right? I don't know. Let's see.
What does that mean? Does that mean it's time for black everything? I mean, I don't understand
that. Exactly.
I mean, really, is that what she's saying?
All white things have to be black now. That's what we're saying. First the presidency, then Wonder Woman, and then Bryant Gumbel. He should be black too.
Well, he's going to
replace him with a black guy.
I'm black. That's a fact of life.
All right. They have picked a director to helm Captain America.
Okay.
A new movie called The First Avenger, Captain America, will be released in May of 2011.
Oh, I can't make it then.
No? You busy May 6th, 2011?
I'm booked. Sorry. Oh,
that's a shame. Studio just signed director Joe Johnston.
He's black.
No,
he's not black.
Does sound like a made-up name, though. I'm Joe Johnston.
Yeah, it's somebody running from the law.
He directed a film called Hidalgo. Remember that? With Viggo Mortensen?
Yep.
Sure. Hidalgo. And he also directed Universal's movie The Wolfman, which is coming out next year. He will be in charge of transforming scrawny Steve Rogers into a super-powered super soldier. He used to do visual effects and worked on Raiders of the Lost Ark, as well as other films. So at least it'll look good, if nothing else. Still no word on who they're going to cast, though, as Captain America, because that's an important part, and they don't have anybody yet.
You usually have a suggestion of somebody you think would be just so.
Michael Cera.
I don't even know what Captain America
Michael
looks
Cera,
like.
Michael Cera, yeah. Captain America was a big, buff, roided out super soldier with blonde hair and blue eyes. He was like the all-American boy.
Brock Lesnar.
There you go.
Hey, he could do it.
He could do that.
He needed an actor, though, too. I mean, Brad Pitt has been talked about for years, but he's getting a little long in the tooth to play Captain America now.
Yeah.
But it's that kind of guy. Real super good-looking, sort of handsome, athletic dude.
Carrot Top, if they'd go redhead.
Oh, that'd be great. Or maybe a black Captain America.
Sure, it's isn't it time?
We could have Kenan Thompson from Saturday Night Live. He'd be good.
You're the man, Ralph.
Thanks, sir. Today's celebrity birthdays are somewhere in this pile of papers. There they are. Thank you, Lisa.
Yeah.
Rapper Eve is 30 years old today. Brittany Murphy celebrates her 31st birthday. Jim Adkins of Jimmy Eat World.
He's black.
No, he is not black.
Nope.
33 years old today. Warren G.
is. He's black.
I know. I was waiting for a little.
He's black.
There we go.
Okay. I apologize.
He's 38 years old today. Ellen Pompeo is 30.
He's black.
No, that's a woman, and she's white. She's 39 years old. And Tracy Morgan of 30 Rock. Oh, come on.
What?
How do you not know what to hit now?
He's black.
There we go.
He's one talented Negro.
He's 40 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
At this point, it's inescapable. You can't step outside without noticing that there's Clipper fever in Southern California.
Yes, we're the L.A. Clippers. L.A. Clippers. L.A. Clippers number one.
Yeah. Clippers get their first win over the weekend, beating the Dallas Mavericks 103-92. Dave, the King of Mexico, of course, is our resident Clipper fan here on the
Play
show.
Play it out.
Even he is paled in comparison by the all-time number one Clipper fan, which is Clipper Darryl, who's on the phone with us right now on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Hey, Darryl, welcome back, my friend.
Hey, what up, Kevin and Bean?
How you doing, buddy?
Feeling good, baby. Feeling good.
Yeah. Now, Daryl, you have now attended how many consecutive home Clipper games?
311.
311. And last night was the first one they won?
The first one this season, baby.
First one this season.
First of many.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Here's how the announcer described what happened last night, and he may not have had this exactly accurate.
Fire from midcourt, and the season is over, and the Clippers get their first win of the season. The final score, Los Angeles Clippers 103, Dallas Mavericks 902. Baron Davis, the big man of the...
What?
902.
What?
That was beautiful. That was a beautiful win yesterday.
Dude, your announcer's not even paying attention anymore. Come on.
Ralph Lawler's the man. Come on.
You know, Ralph Lawler's the voice of the Clippers. You know that.
Of yes, course, but sure. He's not paying attention anymore. Come on. 902, and it's not like he went, I mean, he didn't even recognize it.
Corrected it. Now, Daryl, since we haven't spoken with you this season, tell me what the idea was behind some of the moves in the offseason. You had a Clipper team that was... While not world-beating, they certainly had improved last season, and then it seemed like you traded away your good guys, and now you're right back where you've been for so long, which is right at the bottom.
You know what? Actually, I feel that the organization bounced back when Elton Brand turned them down and went over to Philly. I think they bounced back by bringing in acquisitions of Marcus Camby. That was the first one. Then they brought in Baron Davis, you know, Ricky Davis. So basically, we have a good core of guys. Basically, I feel that once they gel together and once they build their confidence up, I think we're going to have a great team. And I'm looking forward to a 52-30 win season this year.
Yeah. No.
I'm sorry, did you say 52-30?
Yes.
Daryl, we've told you this before. You're a fantastic fan. This
team's lucky to have you.
This organization does not deserve you. They don't deserve your kind of dedication. They haven't done good by you. Why do you stay with them?
Because I'm loyal. I'm a loyal fan, you know, and it's about the team. It's not about me. It's about getting Clipper Nation, you know, the wins and just having fun out there. I do it for the fun. I don't do it for the glory. I do it for the fun and love.
But wouldn't it be more fun if there were some wins?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Okay.
They're coming, Kevin. They're coming.
Where do you come up with that number 52-30? Have you sat down and taken a look at the schedule and just checked off in your mind which clubs you think the Clippers can beat?
You know what I looked at? I looked at Baron Davis. Baron Davis has been in the league, I think it's 9 years, I think. And he's only missed the playoffs two seasons out of his career.
Right.
He's a winner. That man's going to go out there and give you 38, 44 minutes a game. He's going to give it his all. And I just feel it in my heart. And right now, I believe in this team.
Well, I mean, he did have 22 points and 10 assists last night. I mean, clearly he's the star. But, you know, 1-5 or 1-6, whatever it is right now, not a great start, Daryl.
It's not a great start, but, you know, you gotta remember, preseason, Marcus Camby wasn't healthy. He was down for a little bit. So they couldn't gel together. They didn't know the rhythm.
That's
now,
right.
Six games in. Now, if you looked at the game last night, you can look at the rotation. You can even see the confidence in Dunleavy, because Dunleavy even sat down on the bench. He wasn't even out there calling every play. He let Baron do his due. Once that happens, once a coach gives the confidence in a player, it's over with, man. Clipper Nation, here we come.
Are you sure that...
Clipper Nation!
Are you sure that Dunleavy wasn't just napping?
Yeah. Not at all.
All right.
Not at all.
Just checking.
I think he built confidence in them guys. If you, as a coach, if you build confidence in your guys, tell each player their role on the team, you can win games.
This is what's awesome about Daryl, by the way, is I now am getting excited about the Clippers. Just from having him on the phone for 2 minutes, all of a sudden I feel like he's onto something.
But doesn't Dave, the King of Mexico's support, make you question it then? I mean, you talk to Daryl and you go, yeah, I should be a Clipper fan. But then Dave starts talking.
Join the Clipper Nation, Bean. Come on. We go to games together.
Well, let's face it. Dave is only a Clipper fan because he hates the Lakers.
That is not true at all.
That is
very
true. He doesn't even care about the Clippers.
That's not true at all.
Daryl, what do you think about the Lakers? Do you look at them competition? Do you hate the Lakers because they play against the Clippers? Or do you have a great deal of respect for that organization as well?
The Lakers! It's over.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess at 5-0, it is pretty an easy call.
Yeah, it's easy to be 5-0 when you have 8 days off between games.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. Schedule.
I don't feel the need even to respond to this.
Yeah. And ooh, let's play the easy teams.
Daryl, who's the next game for your beloved Los Angeles Clippers?
The Sacramento Kings on Wednesday.
Sacramento.
And they're going down.
And that's going to be here or there?
It's going to be here.
Okay. So what do you think? You feel good about that one?
I'm feeling good. This is what I want Clipper Nation to do. Before the tip-off, I want Clipper Nation to rise up and stand up until the Clippers make their first basket. Then we all sit down to show unity, baby.
Come on.
Yeah. To the playoffs, baby.
There you go.
Baby. Here we come.
Woo-hoo! Yes, we can.
All right. We are saving this phone call, and we will talk to you guys 10 losses in. And
we'll talk to you guys when the Clippers are eliminated in mid-January. Then we'll talk to you. All right. Listen, the website is clipperdaryl.com. He is the world's greatest sports fan. Unfortunately, he's saddled with the Clippers. But, Daryl, we love you, and we appreciate you, and we always enjoy talking to you on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
I love y'all, too. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Now, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, we're actually going to be on as well, and we're going to have... Bam Margera on the program.
Yep.
That doesn't sound right. You got to check your facts on that. I can't believe that's true.
Cinco de la tarde. I don't habla, but I think that means sometime this afternoon.
I think someone's calling you retarded is what I think. It's 8:29 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Our friend Harvey Levin from TMZ.com in minutes right now. The Kevin and Bean Afro line is on the air. 323-520-AFRO. 24 hours a day. You call us, leave a message. We play it back on the radio.
Everybody loves Lisa, and we just have to choose which ones to play back and which ones not, because, nice. You know.
I love when Lisa goes to traffic. Especially when she says, quang. She says, wang.
Wow, she's really looking.
It doesn't take much for most of our listeners. The Armenian comedian, a comedic staple of this program.
You need to go to Dr. Good College to understand all of you, you stupid heads.
Okay, so the year's 2008. Mm-hmm. We just elected a black president. Mm-hmm. Change is happening as we speak.
Right.
But Kevin and Bean still have the goddamn Armenian comedian on the goddamn radio.
You're welcome.
You guys.
You are welcome.
I think I'm with him.
Now that Obama's a president, does that make us an abomination?
See? Oh,
wow.
Never really looked at it that way, but I think you may be onto something.
Fire.
New Kings of Leon hit. Very nice.
All right.
Very nice.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, have you guys heard a new slogan for the new tampon? We may not be number one, but we're still up there.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. We had Dewan in for his birthday.
Yes.
And Bean was trying to get Miss Cleo to flash him for his birthday. And he said no, because he's a classy guy.
Yes. He's a good dude, yeah.
He said no thanks.
Hey, if Dewan doesn't want to see Miss Cleo's boobs, can I take a look at him? Can I go on him? Please, it's my birthday too.
To Miss Cleo's credit, by the way, I think because she loves Dewan as much as we do, I think she was willing to show him if he would have wanted to see him. I think she would have done that for him, but he turned it down, so I guess we'll never know.
Cham.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah!
Well, it does pick up liquid.
Oh!
I'm just saying, that guy was excited with how effective it is in household chores. That's all I'm saying.
We were talking on Friday to our intern, Madison, and we were trying to explain to her how she was going against nature and God by sleeping in a guy's bed and not having sex with him. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, you could do either or. I mean, you don't want to have sex with him, fine. You don't sleep in his bed.
Right.
And you don't make out with him and then roll over and go to sleep. That's bogus!
Oh, my God. F*** you, Madison. Madison, I've been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it to the day I die. Madison, she just committed the biggest crime in the world. I hate you.
Agreed.
Being very
convicted.
Being very excited about the date today. He's the only one, of course.
Bean thinks that everybody cares about the goddamn Edmund Fitzgerald, but nobody really gives much of a shit, so he should just shut up and die. Die, Bean, please die. Perhaps on a ferry from the island to Seattle, that would be a good way for you to die.
That would be irony, wouldn't it?
It would be if I died in a boat crash?
Yep.
Yeah. 33 years ago today, man. Everybody's Shut talking up. About the wreck of the Emma Fitzgerald.
What about Turkey Hotline? Outside my window. What about Turkey Hotline? Behind the tree. I wish that Kevin could see that there's something funny about turkeys. What about Turkey Hotline? Outside my window. Ding. Yeah, I need help preparing my turkey. Well, first I need to catch it. Butterball Turkey Hotline! Outside my window, please! Make it happen!
It's Monday morning. That means it's time to check up with our friend Harvey Levin from TMZ.com and TMZ Television, weeknights at 6:30 on Channel 11. Hey, Harvey, how was your weekend?
My weekend was good.
Being a girl.
How was yours?
Oh, wait. Is Harvey not on the phone?
No.
Was I premature with my introduction?
A bit.
Just a bit.
Is that
yeah.
what you're suggesting?
They're on the phone, but they're trying to find Harvey. He's running around.
I see. Okay.
They're chasing All right. him. I don't know what's happening. Another quick reminder, by the way, that we are debuting a new hour of Kevin and Bean programming for you starting this afternoon at 5. It's Kevin and Bean's Cinco de la Tarde. It's going to be from 5 until 6. It's going to be all new stuff. This afternoon is going to be awesome because Bam Margera is going to be our very special co-host talking about his new DVD movie, and we'll also have Metallica tickets that you can win this afternoon between 5 and 6 on K-Rod. Hey, Harvey.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Harvey.
How are you?
Good.
Good. How was your weekend?
It was good. I was in New York.
Fantastic.
Doing People's Court.
That is so funny. He just continues to do People's Court. We keep asking, why do you do that? And he's like, let it go, Harvey. Let it go. But aren't you so unbelievably busy?
I love that show.
I know.
It's just, you know, I mean, do you have, like, something you just always want to keep?
No!
And that includes your wife?
We're trying to jettison everything we can, dude. But Harvey, you are so busy with TMZ, it's practically already a 168-hour-a-week job. How can you be interested in hearing what guy gets the cat in an argument, a divorce? I mean, at what point, doesn't that lose interest for you?
Okay, you know, I didn't think I was going to pick up the phone and get attacked. Oh. You know what I'm saying?
But with love. Of course. All right. We'll save that for another more in-depth date. Okay. By the way, Harvey, we have extended the invitation to you on more than one occasion to have you come into the studio at K-Rock because a lot of our listeners have a lot of questions about TMZ and how your business works. Will you try to make that happen at some point?
You know what? We talked about this, and
we
as
did.
Long as you're really putting me on the spot, I mean, you just finished saying how busy we are, and we just finished. I mean, we're still in our morning meeting, and I pick up the phone, and
right.
I told everybody we'll interrupt the meeting, and it's not good enough for you.
But you're
we have time for divorce court.
Not divorce court. People's court.
Whatever.
It's not just any court.
It's some court.
It's the original court. I'm saying we want you in so that we can talk more about the empire that is TMZ. That's all I'm saying. We're just putting in another request for an in-person visit when you have a chance. That's all.
Okay, I got you. I love you. You know I love you guys.
I know you do. I know. Let's talk about some cheetah girls.
Lay off.
Let's talk about some cheetah girls nudity.
Okay. So here's the deal, and I don't know how you guys feel about this, but you know, one of the cheetah girls, Adrienne, so she supposedly leaves. is that a new bell?
It's kind of a heavier, heftier bell.
It seems a little retarded. I don't know what they need some calibration. I'm going to send it down to the lab after the show.
I like the other bell better.
Yeah, all right,
okay, noted.
Anyway, so. She supposedly leaves her laptop at an airport, and somebody picks it up and then says, I'll give it back to you if you give me some money. And so she supposedly gets the computer back, and then these pictures of her, kind of, you know, showing her butt, kind of mysteriously appear on some websites.
It doesn't sound like you're buying any of this.
Sure doesn't.
I got to tell you, and now they're saying, oh, we're upset, we're going to sue. It's weird to me because she filed a lost property report. So if somebody's going to extort you, wouldn't you then tell the police somebody's extorting me?
Yeah, I would think so.
And apparently she didn't. And then all of a sudden these pictures show up. I mean, I'm not trying to be cynical. And listen, it may be real, but this would not be the first person, as in Vanessa Hudgens, Miley Cyrus, where some pictures, kind of racy pictures, surface. And then what it does is it makes your career better. It makes you hotter.
Right.
And I'm just asking,
I think it's a very legitimate question. I didn't hear a question,
but okay.
He's just asking whether this is a legitimate, my computer got stolen and somebody took these photos and released them to the press against my wishes. That's what he's wondering.
Thank you for finishing that incredibly long sentence.
All right. All right. We'll definitely keep an eye on that. Are there more photos than the ones that we've seen, Harvey? Because I like to think there are.
I don't know. I mean, I would have thought that if there were more pictures, they would have surfaced because whoever passed them around. And there's just something about this, though. I got to tell you, it just feels weird to me.
Okay, well, you got good instincts on stuff like that, so we'll definitely keep our eyes open.
We're pursuing this one.
You do get the idea there are a lot of Hollywood celebs that are going, look, agent, you got to get me some nude photos out there. Give me some of that work.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Let me change topics to something that I was following on TMZ.com over the weekend. I couldn't believe it. In fact, I read on your site, I think it was Saturday, that this guy, William Balfour, who is the main suspect who killed half of Jennifer Hudson's family, might have been released from prison today because they had picked him up not because of the murder but because of a parole violation, and there was some possibility he would walk today, right?
Well, something just happened. I mean, literally a half hour ago it happened. They decided they're not going to let him go. But it is a really weird case. Now, this is what we got from right outside of the parole board in Illinois. They said that an ex-girlfriend testified that she saw him, or he admitted having a weapon that was very similar to the murder weapon. So they're talking about the murder weapon in this parole hearing, but they're not holding him because they think he committed the murder. They're holding him because they say he shouldn't have had a gun, number one, and he was in an area where they were selling drugs, and he shouldn't have been there either. So they're kind of dancing around the whole murder thing, even though the cops say he's a suspect. What I think is going on is the cops are still investigating this thing. They probably don't quite have enough yet to charge him, or they don't want to charge him right now, and they're just trying to bide their time, so the parole board's holding him, and they're talking about the murder, but they're not relating the murder. It's kind of weird.
I know that you're an attorney, Harvey, but you may not be, you may not know everything about Illinois law, but how long can you hold somebody like this on a parole violation? I mean, they're going to run out of time at some point where they're going to have to let him go or charge him with the murder, right?
Well, no. The other thing they could do is they could literally have a hearing to see if they could officially violate his parole. I mean, they don't just keep holding him. There's another hearing on December 3rd. So they've got another month here, but when you're allegedly violating your parole, the authorities have a lot of power to keep you in custody. They will have to ultimately hold a hearing, but my guess is, based on all the evidence that we've been seeing, that long before December 3rd, I think he's going to be charged.
Okay. All right, we got time for one more. Britney Spears could not have looked any better on stage with Madonna last weekend. Yet,
right.
You've got some potentially troubling news on the site this morning. What's going on?
Well, you know, we're still trying to get to the bottom of this, but Britney Spears and her brother left a hospital in Mississippi very early this morning with Sean Preston. And they apparently dashed to the hospital emergency room yesterday from Kenwood, where she is. And something happened. And there are all sorts of reports. I mean, there's a report in, I believe it's the London Sun, that Sean Preston may have had some kind of a seizure. We haven't been able to confirm that. We have got a couple of calls in, and I think we're going to be able to know soon what it was, and we're going to put it up on the site. But clearly something did happen yesterday, and they were at the emergency room.
Obviously, it's a horrible thing for Britney Spears as a mom to see something happen to her kid, but this is the first time she's been able to travel with them in a couple of years. So the last thing she wants is any kind of trouble or impropriety under her care, right?
Yeah, and I mean, I will say that, I mean, I know somebody who was kind of like in her world yesterday, and she was like in the best mood yesterday. I mean, she was so happy that the kids were there, that the family was together. So, you know, this was like a huge, huge jolt. And, you know, it wasn't like somebody was getting sick and all of a sudden something happened. It just came from out of nowhere.
Gotcha. All right, Harvey Levin, TMZ.com, who claims to like the Kevin and Bean Show but won't come in and visit us.
I heard the whole thing this morning. I heard all of the commercials. I'm a big fan. I mean, lay off, guys. Come on.
Harvey, we love you, man. You know, we're just teasing. And, of course, the TV show weeknights at 6:30 on Channel 11. Harvey Levin, TMZ.com. Thanks for coming on.
I'll see you guys.
Ralph Garman joins us now for our final look at the showbiz beat for the morning. What's going on, Ralph?
Got a quick email before I get to showbiz news, if you don't mind.
All right.
Dear Ralph, I'm in Washington, D.C. this weekend. I'm attending the Mark Twain Prize Ceremony at the Kennedy Center for honoring George Carlin. It's a really exciting time to be here in D.C., and something made me think of you. President-elect Obama arrives on Monday, as that's today, to meet with soon-to-be ex-President Bush to initiate the transition of administrations.
There's been a lot of focus on the work that needs to be done, how to get our economy back on track. But another huge priority is how to begin to bring the war in Iraq to an end. I would imagine Obama is going to meet with General David Petraeus as soon as possible. When that happens, my guess is that Bush will begin by saying, Barack meet Dave Petraeus.
Sweet! Wow. The first one of the new administration.
Come on.
Yeah! Change is good. You know what I'm saying? Hope.
This is not change.
Dave Petraeus, Dave Petraeus. Dave Petraeus, Dave Petraeus, Dave Petraeus. Dave Petraeus, Dave Petraeus, Dave Petraeus. Oh, 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 Dave Petraeus. Barack meet Dave Petraeus.
Oh, my God, who cares?
Barack meet Dave Petraeus.
My God, I hate you so much. I just want to smash your face in.
Oh, everyone's cheering right now. I can hear them.
You're
being a tool, man.
long slide for now.
Everyone is cheering. You don't know.
I hear any cheering.
Today's
celebrity birthdays.
Today's list of top 10 movies at the box office. Ha! Got you, didn't I?
Bam.
Yep, bam. Good.
No, he's coming.
No, Bam's this afternoon at 5.
Oh, I see. Madagascar, Escape to Africa. Little kids movie. Little animated kids movie. Cute little animated kids movie. Just little animals talking. Cute little animals talking.
Right.
$64 million.
Wow.
Those are like Dark Knight numbers.
Yeah. $64 million. Is what you're saying.
Madness.
We were impressed with the $42 million that High School Musical made its first weekend until, was a bomb compared to this.
Role Models, in its debut, made $19 million, made it number two. Then High School Musical 3, Changeling, Zach and Miri make a porno, Soul Men, Saw 5, The Haunting of Molly Hartley, The Secret Life of Bees, and Eagle Eye. Rallying at the top 10.
Bernie Mac, two movies. Late Bernie Mac, two movies in the top 10 this week. It's kind of a nice fitting tribute to him.
Soul Men.
And Madagascar. He's one of the voices of Madagascar.
Oh, I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
I thought it was Chris Rock. What do I know?
He's in it too.
I thought it was Ben Stiller.
he's everything also Bean knows. Who just, never will see this movie?
No, never.
I hate the animated movie.
Wouldn't go with a gun to his head.
You are a bizarre man.
Bean does nothing but read.
He just collects facts. That's all he does. Some people collect stamps. Some people baseball cards. Some people comic books. Bean just collects useless information.
Yeah, and the more useless, the more interesting it is to him. That's how it works.
Next year, he's going to do the anniversary of the day Bernie Mac had two movies in the top 10. And he'll play a long soundbite montage, and it'll just be horrible.
In June 1995,
nope.
A small fleet gathers 20 miles offshore from Whitefish Point on Michigan's Upper Peninsula.
We don't have time for an Edmund Fitzgerald tribute piece right now.
Wrong-a-mundo.
Okay. Never going to have that time.
Another Disney starlet in a nude picture scandal. Heard you guys talking earlier to Harvey Levin about the fact that one of the Cheetah Girls had her laptop stolen, and now there's semi-nude of pictures of her all over the internet. A lot of people are asking where they can see those, and I say go to whatwouldtylerdurdendo.com is probably your best bet, which is www.tdd.com.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah, I know. I figured that all by himself.
You people bite me.
Adrian Balon is her name. She's 25 years old, and reportedly the photos were taken for her boyfriend, Robert Kardashian.
Glendale!
Not the dead lawyer one, but the son of the dead lawyer one.
Right.
Because that'd be a bad...
That would be a bad gift.
A bad boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
To have?
Well, inattentive at best.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Adrienne apologizes to her fans for any pain this may have caused them.
The only pain is she's still wearing a bra.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. She has got a bra on, yet she is bottomless and showing off her voluminous backside for all to enjoy. And it's nice.
Yeah.
Harvey said this one did not pass the smell test for him. Ralph, what are your instincts telling you about this?
Rephrase that if you don't mind.
I think her butt smells fine.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
What?
Do you think these photos got out against her will, or is she somehow part of a conspiracy to raise her profile by having them released to the media?
Well, apparently Harvey Levin Esquire has no problem calling people a liar with no foundation in fact, but I choose to err on the side of legal caution and say, until proven otherwise, I will take the woman for her word.
That's so hot.
I'm not just going to libel someone on the air.
I'm with Harvey.
Like some people would do.
Allegedly, she did it on purpose.
Oh, I didn't hear any allegedly from Mr. Levin. It doesn't smell right to me.
He can say it doesn't smell right. It's not something I want to hear, but he can say it.
Ah, this is good news. Finally, the screen pairing we've been looking for. Nicole Kidman and Charlize Theron will play lovers.
All right now.
Oh, okay.
Right. In a movie called Danish Girl. It's not quite as exciting once you know the plot. This is a true story about the world's first transsexual.
Nicole Kidman will play a Danish man named Einar Wegner. And Einar, who was married to Greta Wegner, decided at some point in their marriage he was going to go play for the other team and got an operation and became a woman.
But he became Nicole Kidman?
Yes.
No. Impossible.
Come on.
Never happens.
Never happens.
Never.
they don't look good.
I don't think he became Nicole Kidman. I don't believe she is formerly a Danish man.
No,
I think
but
she's
saying,
an actress who will be playing a former Danish man.
But it's unrealistic that someone could become a transsexual and end up looking as good as Nicole Kidman. That's all we're suggesting.
All you need to know is once the operation's over, Nicole Kidman and Charlize Theron will be married, and that's all you need to know.
Except in California.
Or she could look like Stu Rasmussen. actually, no, I think in California they could still be married because wouldn't he, she technically still be a man, him?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, you're right.
Interesting.
Yeah,
they could be married.
They
even
could
though
be a man,
both
him.
Technically be women. They could be in wedded matrimony. Anyway,
okay.
I'm all for it. It's all good.
I'm not buying it. It doesn't smell right.
I'm with Harvey. Stop sticking your nose in people's
business.
Have
fun being married to Satan!
And Tara Reid, a victim of plastic surgery gone horribly wrong,
yes,
says she has no plans on covering up. Her stomach was disfigured back in 2004 after some botched liposuction. But she tells People magazine that she realizes there are problems with her stomach, but she likes having a tan midsection, so she'll be wearing a bikini until further notice. Furthermore, Tara's boyfriend thinks it's sexy, she says, and that's all that really matters. Oh, Tara. Let me explain something to you. He has to say that because he's your boyfriend and he still wants to get some of whatever it is you're giving him.
And you know she put him on the spot. She was like, it looks sexy, right?
Yeah. Honey, what do you think of my stomach? Is it hideous? Do you hate me or is it sexy and you love me? Sexy? Love?
Everyone loves botched surgical scars. Come on. Everybody knows that, Tara.
Yeah. Don't put too much stock in what he says to you.
Her stomach looks like one of Bean's brand new bulldog's faces.
Aww.
That's what it looks like.
But not as cute.
Just too much skin. Yeah.
That just put me right off my breakfast right there.
Sorry, yeah. Not Stu Rasmussen.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Tracy Morgan from 30 Rock is 40 years old today. Ellen Pompeo of Grey's Anatomy is 39. Warren G. turns 38. Jim Adkins of Jimmy Eat World is 33. Brittany Murphy turns 31. And no bell for Brittany Murphy. Huh? And rapper Eve is 30 years old today.
He's black.
She. But close. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph, and thanks to all of our guests on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show, including, of course, Harvey Levin from TMZ.com and our friend Greg Grunberg for stopping by. Heroes airs with a new episode tonight at 9 on NBC, and his new CD-DVD with his band from TV is called Hoggin' the Covers. That's available in stores or at Amazon.com.
All right, coming up this afternoon at 5 o'clock.
Yes.
We're doing another show at 5 o'clock.
Working us to the bone.
Wow.
Bam Margera will be our guest.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
How about that?
Cool. Bam!
And we'll have Metallica tickets that you can win. That's between 5 and 6 right here on K-Rock. But don't go anywhere. Cat Corbett's next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music, including The Offspring. Also, Nine Inch Nails, Social D, The Killers, and more right after this on K-Rock.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show, Cinco de la Tarde.
Yeah.
You did not even sound convincing yourself as you said that.
No. I didn't sell that.
Question mark.
You sounded very tentative today.
Sorry.
It's the new 5 p.m. K-Rock Afternoon Show with Kevin and Bean, your pals from the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, co-hosting with us today for the debut appearance of the Cinco de la Tarde program, our old friend Bam Margera has joined us in studio.
Howdy.
And his new wife, Novak, is joining as well. Congratulations. I thought Missy was a better deal, but if this is the way you want to go, man, this is California. Anything flies, dude.
Yeah, so. she had to stay in Philadelphia, so I brought my scumbag buddy Novak with me. And he actually just broke two ribs, and now he's crapping blood.
Yeah. Oh, good.
And got food poisoning all on the same night.
Yeah. Wow, it's good to be you, isn't it?
we're filming some Jackass stuff. We went to Vegas, and I was with Travis Pastrana, the dude who does the double backflips on the dirt bikes.
Sure.
And we did the indoor skydiving thing, and...
Indoor skydiving?
Yeah,
what's that?
It's like a massive fan that blows underneath.
That blows you up.
Yeah. And you're supposed to watch like a 5-minute instructional video. And this idiot, they're like, "Did you watch the video?" He's like, "Yeah, I watched it. Let's just go." But he never watched it.
So that was like some touristy thing.
So he did everything wrong. He jumps out. It shoots him up 30 feet up in the air. And then he just nosedives right on this metal trampoline. And his helmet goes right through the thing. It was
a
big disaster.
They had to shut the whole the whole thing down.
Yeah.
They're like, then they're prying my head out, but my whole body stayed above, you know, so I buckled over and I feel my ribs are killing me. I asked the idiot medic, I'm like, what do you think's wrong with me?
Wait a minute, the medic's the idiot?
Yeah.
You're the guy after I make who watched the safety videos?
Well, yeah, I'm an idiot from day one, definitely. But I'm like, so medic, what's the problem? What's wrong with me? And he's like, well, it could be anything.
I could have told you that.
Idiot.
Okay.
He's an idiot.
Thank you. So, now, hold on a second here. Bam, you said you're shooting this for Jackass. Is this for a Jackass 3 movie, or what are you talking about? Or a TV special, or what?
Travis Pastrana is doing a TV special. I believe it's called Nitro Circus. We're just making a quick appearance. And, they actually said in the past 20 years that they had the indoor skydiving thing, that was the worst slam they've ever seen. Yeah.
But isn't it awesome that you live in you inhabit a world where the worse it is, the better it is?
It's right.
Just, if it's a disaster for you, the guys go crazy. It's great.
That's why I'm here.
Novak is in with Bam Margera. He is here partly today because he's got a new DVD coming out. Bam Margera presents Where the F is Santa, which is a beautiful title here at the holidays, just in time for Christmas. And that's available everywhere online and in stores on Tuesday, December 2nd. What was the plan for this? What was the goal when you set out to make this new Santa movie, Bam?
Well, I've been in Finland about 22 times now, and after hanging out with all the Finnish rockers and stuff like that, I found out that there's an actual Santa castle in the Arctic Circle in a town called Rovaniemi, Finland. So I was like, well, let's make this Christmas huge. Why don't we go to Santa's castle and try to capture him and bring him back to Westchester and have a big, massive party and have bands playing stuff. So
the beautiful thing is they come up with this idea 5 days before Christmas?
Right.
Maybe?
Right.
Maybe-ish.
And then you, like, rush to Finland and try and make it. He doesn't have a passport, which you know how that goes, Bean.
I certainly do. Yeah, except he made it. He was able
he
to get
did,
to Finland.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we need to take a break. Bam Margera is here with his little friend Novak, who is actually crapping blood while he sits here in the studio, which is not really the debut we were looking for the Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde. But we'll find out how it went with kidnapping Santa and talk more with our guests when we return right after this on the world-famous K-Rock.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, Cinco de las Tardes. Cinco.
No. Come
on. You knew you were going to screw that up at some point.
Let me try it again. Kevin and Bean Show, Cinco de la Tarde.
Oh, my God.
One more time.
I'm not going to try it again. You think I'm an idiot?
Well, come on. All right. You do put the tard in tardy, though. I will give you that. All right. Never mind. It's Kevin and Bean in the afternoon here on K-Rock for one big hour, co-hosted with our friend Bam Margera, who is in studio with one of his misfits, as he has described, Brandon Novak, from the new DVD called Where the F is Santa. That's available everywhere on Tuesday, December 2nd. So when we last left our hero, you were telling us that you guys got this great idea to kidnap Santa. So you said, let's go to Finland.
Yeah.
and while you were there, hilarity ensued. You brought a bunch of your pals with you. You made some rock and roll. You did some stunts. You screwed with the natives. You ate reindeer eyes. You really made it a vacation, didn't you?
Yeah, the dudes in two are basically the jackasses of Finland. They brought these, like, dead reindeer eyeballs in, like, this bucket and
raw.
And by the way, that was the best thing in there. Yeah. That was the best thing in the bucket, was the eyeballs.
Novak swallowed the eyeball, and he felt so sick. I told him to eat Pringles, and then he's like, I feel like I'm just feeding the eyeball. And then, and then the next day, in the middle of a town in Finland called Tampere,
In a nice park,
he just...
He pushed it out, let's be honest.
And there was no poop on it. It was just a pure eyeball coming out. And that is a stunt that's never been done before.
Are you kidding me? He pooped the eyeball?
I couldn't even sleep that night. I couldn't throw it up, and I was just completely disgusting. Couldn't even fathom the fact that I have an eyeball of a reindeer.
That's the
in
worst
my
thing
stomach.
I've ever heard.
Yep. Yeah, that's how I felt.
You exactly have to see it. There's a lot of close-ups.
Yeah.
Were the dudes in screwing with you, or do they eat eyeballs in Finland? Is that an actual delicacy there?
No way. I think they just acquired them somehow. They also had a dead reindeer.
They did. It's about 12 feet long.
Yeah.
It
looked like.
Dude, after that fight, I was so distorted in my mind. I just put my iPod on and went to the hotel and listened to music. Drank a lot.
What a surprise.
And made them go buy me new clothes because I could not even – I had to just get out of myself anyway.
You wanted to burn your whole previous life before the eyeball, didn't you?
I wanted to kill myself.
That does not say Christmas.
No, it doesn't.
Now, Bam, you seem annoyed that people don't know that Santa Claus is from Finland.
Yeah, because –
or lives in Finland.
Well – everybody, like when I was growing up, Santa's from the North Pole. No, it isn't. It's, the North Pole is just a pole with ice. That's it. There's nothing there.
Right?
There's nothing there.
They have
there
good marketing is all they have.
But he lives in Finland.
Okay, now how far is the city in Finland from anything else? It seems like you guys travel for a year to get there.
Yeah, we decided to make it that way.
I was going to say, can't you just call it anywhere and just go, hey, we're here?
We wanted to go on a mission. So from Helsinki, we took a train to Tampere, and then we took dog sleds, reindeer, a helicopter, and snowmobiles.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, is there one guy who is the official Santa in Finland, or is it like a tourist deal where there's a bunch of different guys depending on what time of year or day you go to they're playing the old man?
Nah, it's just one real
one dude.
Dude, yeah.
And did you meet him? Did you find him? Did you F him up?
That, you have to see the DVD.
Got that.
Oh, we get that.
I didn't see the end of it. Did you make it back in time, whether you got him or not? Because your wife and your entire family were planning a huge Christmas party that you were not going to make.
Yeah, we made it back in time. And my wife got all my favorite pro skateboarders to show up, and a band called the Moxie from Westchester. They're really good. And yeah, we just had a big party. It was fun.
Kevin, how long would you live if you tried to hang with Bam on his schedule with his life, the way he rolls?
I think I would kill myself. I didn't have to have a normal job. I would, because when I go to Vegas, it's just, I have to come back to live. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have the self-control that it would. I don't know. You're not like that all the time, though, Bam. You can't be.
Missy definitely tamed me down, but I'm here with Novak in L.A.
Yeah.
And she's not there to yell at me, so we've just been going for it.
Unbelievable.
I actually was with Kat Von D and Villa Valor for
Love
a
her.
Band called Him.
Sure.
And we made him lay in bed nude at the Sunset Marquee Hotel, and we all painted him and see who could do the best, and he just got annihilated.
I woke up this morning, I'm like, what happened? What did we do, man? And he shows me a screensaver on his phone now. It's his phone screensaver.
Nice.
It's me in like a sexy pose, completely in the nude with my scarf and hat on, a bottle of wine on the bed. I'm like, what the?
I think we need to put that picture up. We need to put that at krock.com.
krock.com, yeah. Good idea. Yeah.
We'll send it. That'll be awesome. I think it would be fun to be Bam, but I don't. Oh, man, that's an ugly picture. All right. I think it would be fun to be Bam, but I don't think it would be fun to be Bam's friends. I got to be honest.
Well, he threw his morals out the window a long time ago because he was going to be a pro skateboarder at the age of 15, but then being Baltimore, where he lives, is the heroin capital of the world.
Ooh.
He tried it, and he was addicted to it for about 8 years. But he wrote a book about it called Dream Seller, and it's 13th bestseller right now.
No kidding.
Right
yeah,
under
no.
Tiger
How about
Woods.
That?
You
wow. get it like Barnes & Noble's, Borders, Amazon.com.
How about that?
Yeah.
That sounds like a fascinating journey. Bam, let me ask you this before we go. Is anything off-limit with you and your friends in terms of the stuff that you'll do for comedy to each other?
Absolutely not. We'll do anything.
Really? There's no kind of a deal with like, look, I'm up for anything, but don't screw with fill in the blank. Whether it's it's a person or it's a body part or something like that. Anything goes. If somebody can get away with it, go ahead and do it, right?
Yeah, well, I'll never like mess with anybody who isn't in our circle. Like I won't just go out and, spray paint some random innocent person. I'll definitely do it to Novak, though.
Right, sure, sure.
I have a question. Does the public ever assume that you want that kind of stuff and walk up to you at a bar and punch you in the face or kick you in the nuts?
Oh, yeah. This one girl recently just came up and she smacked me in the face as hard as she could, and I just looked at her, and then I just dumped my beer on her head, and she's like, you scumbag, you're a scumbag. I'm like, I'm a scumbag? You just nailed me in the face for no reason.
Did she think you would start laughing? I mean, is that the idea? She just hated you, or what?
I don't know.
No
I
idea.
Think she thought, like, oh, jackass dude,
yeah.
and then whack me. So then, yeah, here's another jackass trick. It's called dumping a beer on your head.
Well, if you are a fan of the Jackass crew like we are, you must own the new DVD called Bam Margera Presents Where the F is Santa. It's all shot up there in Finland with all your friends, and it sounds very, very funny, except for the part about pooping out the eyeball. I got to tell you, I'd be happy not to see that. It is available online and in stores everywhere on Tuesday, December 2nd.
And whatever you do, don't go to jackassworld.com and look at the Mentos butt douche.
No, definitely
I'm
don't do that.
Don't
That's our advice here this afternoon. Don't
that would be my advice.
All right, Brandon, Bam, thank you guys for stopping. Mike, kick it off the single.
Not too easy, is it? Not too easy, is it? Try it again.
Great to see you guys.
You too.
No, I'm not trying it again either. How about that?
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Ow!
Uh-huh. Satan is Lord!
Mike, you're bringing in your own records? Is that what's happening
That's
here?
That's right!
Kevin Abid, Cinco de la Tarde on the world-famous K-Rock. Now on between 5 and 6 weekday afternoons right here. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. Ralph, you have a little gift, I understand, to kick off the inaugural Showbiz Beat for today. Huh?
Yeah, I'm so thrilled to be rested, to be working in the afternoon. I've already been through a happy hour. Sure. I've had a couple cocktails in me. This is a much better way to work than we usually do.
It is easier loaded.
You have always said if this show could be out in the afternoon, you would have a much better attitude.
Absolutely. Took a little nap, had a bump, shot up a little bit. Now I feel much better. Got all my afternoon rituals out of the way. So I'm feeling so good. I want to give the K-Rock listeners a little joy as well. I have got a pair of Metallica tickets at the Forum. How do you like me now?
Fantastic.
Metallica's playing December the 12th at Citizen Business Bank Arena in Ontario, which is sold out. However, we still have some tickets for the Forum shows, December 17th and 18th. We got tickets for both of those dates. So if you'd like to go to one of those dates at the Forum, be caller 10 right now, 1-800-520-1067, and you will score a pair of Metallica tickets thanks to your newly rested pals here at the Kevin and Bean Show.
Boy, nothing says Christmas more than Metallica, right?
It really doesn't.
It's the best. Time for the Showbiz Beat.
Let's talk about the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend. Madagascar. Escape to Africa. I'll tell you, since Barack Obama became president, everything African is much more popular now.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Cannot deny it. It made $64 million in its debut weekend. It's massive money. Role Models was number two. It made $19.2 million. That was number two. High School Musical 3. Ironically, came in at number three.
No way.
How about that? That's crazy. Do they have to change the name when it goes to 4 and 5?
Yes, they will. Changeling was 4. Zack and Miri Make a Porno. Soul Men. Saw 5. The Haunting of Molly Hartley. The Secret Life of Bees and Eagle Eye. Rounding out your top 10 at the box office. Beyonce Wants to be Wonder Woman.
Okay.
LA Times today says that Beyonce has already been in contact with DC Comics and Warner Brothers, pitching herself, expressing her interest in taking over. Not taking over, but in appearing on screen as one of the legendary comic book characters of all time. She wants to be Wonder Woman. I want to do a superhero movie. What could be better than Wonder Woman, she asks. It would be great. It would be a very bold choice. A black Wonder Woman would be a powerful thing. It's time for that, right?
We got to get the black athlete.
Right. Serena Williams, then, I guess, would be your choice.
Yeah, there you go.
No word back from DC Comics regarding her self-promotion for the role, but I know they're making it. They are making a Wonder Woman movie, so.
She does have she's beautiful and has the figure for a Wonder Woman. She's not like a tiny little girl trying to play Wonder Woman. She could definitely pull it off if you accept that it maybe is colorblind casting. She'd be fine for it.
She looks like an Amazon. She's got those
absolutely
giant, powerful legs and arms, and she's tall and busty, and she looks like she could rough you up.
Sure.
Yeah.
Got those bracelets that bullets bounce off of. I've seen her do that in concerts. So that's another thing. She hasn't come with Wonder Woman. So that's good. Eva Mendez, mind you, wants to be a Bond girl.
Okay, then.
She could be a Bond girl.
Fine with
she
all
could
this.
Be. She says she's got a huge crush on Daniel Craig and was hooked ever since she saw him rise from the ocean wearing those tiny little briefs.
As was Psycho Mike.
Proving that most British men aren't circumcised as he came out of the water. And now she says she is pitching herself to be the next Bond girl. Of course, there's still some question as to when the next Bond movie will be made because of the financial crisis. They're having a hard time raising money for the investing in that film. Daniel Craig said himself he's not sure when they're going to do another one. But when they do, Eva would like to be on board.
That'd be sweet. Yeah.
What was it, Eva Green, who was the Bond girl in Casino Royale?
Yes.
Who was so gorgeous.
Oh. Played Vesper Lynd, the woman who betrayed Bond and broke his heart.
Yeah.
You'll never forgive her for that, will you?
And he's coming back in Quantum of Solace to get revenge on the secret organization, Quantum, that was blackmailing her into betraying him.
And that stands for what, Quantum does?
The secret organization.
Queers under...
Don't even try it.
Negative...
Got the A.
All negative...
T. Tyranny.
Tyranny.
You.
Of.
Kill you.
Oof.
Okay.
Masochist.
We'll, work on that and get back to you.
I don't know what Quantum stands for. It may not stand for anything. I haven't seen the movie yet. Going to see it this week.
Oh, fantastic.
Got that special K-Rock screening.
Yeah.
Got my tux ready to go. Got my Aston Martin, my tux, and my Walther PPK.
Loaded. You don't need any of those things to
so
go
So don't
F movie,
with bro. Me at the screening. That's what I'm telling you. I will take you out. And Nicole Kidman has announced she is going to star in a movie about the world's first transsexual. Fascinating story about Einar and Greta Wegener.
a Danish couple. Now, Greta Wegener, by the way, to be played by Charlize Theron.
Oh, yeah.
Was an artist. And she was supposed to paint a portrait of a woman. And the female model flaked. So her husband, Einar, stepped in and posed for the portrait.
Okay.
Okay.
So his wife painted him as a woman.
Okay.
The portraits became so popular.
No.
In Daneland.
Denmark.
Yes.
You already lost me.
That Greta would encourage her husband to dress up in the female persona when they were out and about. And Einar took such a liking to it, he decided, hey, you know what? Just lop off my penis, thank you.
No.
True story.
No.
he's gross.
Nicole Kidman and Charlize Theron to co-star together.
I like the casting, but couldn't it be in a better movie? I mean,
I think that sounds fascinating.
Ew!
Did you guys see Transamerica?
Yes, I did.
With Felicity Huffman as the man who becomes a woman and has to deal with all the problems therein.
Men who become women do not look good.
Usually they look like Felicity Huffman. But in this case, he's going to look like Nicole Kidman, which is better, right?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, way better.
Sure.
Yeah. And I'm sure you've all seen him by now, but another scandal surrounding another Disney starlet. This time one of the Cheetah Girls, Adrienne Bailon. She has her photos all over the internet today as we see. She's following the footsteps of Vanessa Hudgens and Miley Cyrus.
Boobs.
Adrienne, who's 25 years old, is seen in the photos wearing a bra and nothing else, showing off her lovely backside to the camera.
Do you mind if I photograph you in the nude?
Story is apparently her laptop was stolen. Then someone tried to sell it back to her. They're trying to blackmail her, and then they released the photos to the internet. Some reports are saying the photos were taken for her boyfriend, Robert Kardashian.
Glendale.
Who is the brother, of course, of Kim Kardashian and Khloe Kardashian.
I am Khloe.
And Tiny Kardashian, whatever her name is. There's a little one. There's another one.
But
there's
three of them.
Curly.
Curly? Curly
I think
Kardashian.
Curly. I think you're right.
Curly Moe and Larry Kardashian. And look, if you're dating a Kardashian, you got to show your butt. You know what I'm saying?
I guess so.
That's their currency. That's coin of the realm there in the Kardashian family. No back, no something else. That's what they say.
Is that what they say?
No, that's what I just said.
Work the kinks out of this.
Today's celebrity birthday is Tracy Morgan from 30 Rock. He is 40 years old today. Ellen Pompeo from Grey's Anatomy turns 39. Warren G's 38. Jim Adkins of Jimmy Eat World is 33 years old today. Brittany Murphy celebrates her 31st birthday. And rapper Eve is 30 years old. I'm Ralph Garman, and I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph, and thanks to our special guest Bam Margera for stopping by and his friend Brandon Novak. They can be seen in the new DVD coming out on December 2nd called Bam Margera Presents Where the F is Santa. It was fun to have them on the inaugural episode of the Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde. What do we have for tomorrow morning, Kevin?
Tomorrow morning's Kevin and Bean Show. We have listener Jerry, who is going to turn his back on his beloved Oakland Raiders. He's had it.
Wow.
He's going to divorce
just
the team.
Just when they were getting good.
It's over. Wow. It's over.
I can imagine how painful that must be.
Yeah, it's got to be a rough road to hope.
But if it's your team, Ralph, you'd never turn your back on the Eagles. In fact, you didn't when they had lean, lean years. You just stick with them if they're your team,
I don't
right?
think they were ever this bad for this long.
And it's super blame. It looks like you could blame it on the owner almost entirely.
Yeah, it's one thing to have a team that's trying and gets beaten, but their whole organization top to bottom is just a nightmare.
So we'll talk to him. We'll talk to Beer Monk, who's going to be on the streets for the Kevin and Bean Shirts Till It Hurts drive.
That's outrageous!
And one of the best TV stars working right now, John Noble,
from the
TV show Fringe. He's the mad scientist dude. He's fantastic.
Yes. Dr. Walter Bishop.
So we will talk to him tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean
Show.
So
brilliant.
See you then, but don't go away because Nicole Alvarez is up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock, including The Killers. Also some Beck for you. We've got the latest from Rise Against, System of a Down, and more all after this on K-Rock.